Blog Talk Radio.
The hand of the Lord was upon me, and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, Prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, Prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, Thus saith the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood up upon their feet an exceeding great army. Then he said unto me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, Our bones are dried, and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, O my people, I will open your graves, and cause you to come up out of your graves, and bring you into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am the Lord, when I have opened to your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves, and shall put my spirit in you, and ye shall live, and I shall place you in your own land. Then shall ye know that I the Lord have spoken it, and performed it, saith the Lord.
Israel, he took me out of darkness and put me in his marvelous light. And if you could relate to that, this song's for you.
Every time I think about all he's done, how he changed my life and made it so much better, I'm just in awe. It's so amazing, yeah, yeah. Many times I was down on my knees crying, looking for the answer, but I couldn't find it at all, yeah. But he always came on time and made it right.
I'm not there.
Shabbat Shalom, family. Shabbat Shalom, and welcome back. Welcome back to the Biblical Hebrews of the Bible, which is sponsored by Blog Talk Radio. I'm your sister, your host, your teacher, as well as your servant, Georgia Johnson. Today, family, is January 11, 2013, and we are going to get into something very, very good today. We're going to be teaching the Father's Word at the Biblical Hebrews of the Bible. This is what we always do. But we're going to go into a topic that is brought up over and over and over again in Christianity, as well as even by some of the Hebrews, not even getting a full understanding of what the word born again means. So today's topic and title, we're doing Born Again by the Set Apart Spirit. Okay, that's going to be our topic today. We're going to go into looking into the Father's Word and seeing what is it that the Father, Yahuwah, John the Baptist knew it, Paul understood it, but the lost sheep of the house of Israel still don't get it right. Okay, there are many, and they will be considered Gentiles. Don't get it twisted. Don't get it confused. The word Gentiles in the New Covenant is speaking of the lost sheep of the house of Israel. I mean, after all, that's who Yahushua came back for. Okay, so, you know, our Father tells us in the book of Acts that he winked at this ignorance, you know, the ignorance of not knowing the truth of his word. He winked at this ignorance at one time, but he's not winking anymore. It's time to come back, come out from among them, and come into the truth, which can only be found in our Father Yahuwah's Word. So, family, that's what we're going to be looking at today. We're going to be looking at, what about that born again? We always hear that born again. That's what we're going to get into today. So I hope that you are prepared to understand the truth of born again. Now, I also want to make a special announcement to the family members at the Biblical Hebrews at the Bible. I want to speak to them, and as well as to you, anybody who is out there listening. Now, we came close once again, getting shut down, and I want to thank the Most High Yahuwah for each and every family member who has given so that we can stay on and reach the four corners of the earth speaking the Father Yahuwah's word. And for those of you who come by on a consistent basis, whether by guest or just come by to listen, you know, you need to be thanking the Father for the Biblical Hebrews of the Bible family members as well, because you would not be listening to any more word being spoken, you know, concerning our Father's word. Remember, that famine is in the land. So I do want to thank all our family members who have continued to help us keep the Father's word being spoken across the four corners of the earth via internet, Blog Talk Radio. So I do want to thank you. Now, family, I'm going to lift up my hands. I ask everybody to join in with me. Let's give a little bit of praise and recognition where all the recognition should be, which is to our Father Yahuwah. Dear Heavenly Father Yahuwah, we thank you, Father, we love you, and we praise you. Father, we thank you for being with us from the very beginning, before you put that set-apart spirit, each and every one of us, in our mother's womb. Father, we thank you for being long-suffering while we were in our state of ignorance and while we shamefully did not obey. Father, we thank you for bringing Yahushua, your only begotten Son in the flesh, made by a man called Joseph and a woman called Mary, that he came, he taught the children of Israel, the lost sheep. And when he came, he gave his life for us without committing one sin, so that he can be an example for us, Father, showing us that it is possible while we're in the flesh to come back righteously to you. Father, we thank you for giving us Yahushua. We thank you that through his death, burial, and resurrection, now the Ruach is upon each and every one of us, and it dwells within us, whereby we can get the full connection to you, Father. Father, we know the power of authority is you first, Yahuwah, then your only begotten Son, Yahushua, our future King, then Israel. And all three, when all is said and done, will be one again. And Father, we thank you for acknowledging that in your word so that we can understand it. Father, we thank you because of the Ruach, we now have this power and authority because of Yahushua's death, burial, and resurrection, where we can understand your word in truth and in righteousness. Father, we can also cast out any unclean spirits, the same ones that are in the very end, which we're speaking 2013, Father, that they are here among us now, deceiving people, tricking people, getting people off the path, the straight path, blocking the way of the children into the kingdom by false prophets. Father, but you gave us the understanding in your word to know what to look out for, Father, and give us the understanding of your word so we can speak your word, your truth. And Father, we come against any evil, any principalities, any demonic forces, any people possessed with demonic forces, any witches, any witchcraft, any type of anything that's coming against your children, Father, to keep the truth of the word, to keep the truth of the word coming across the airwaves, keep the truth of the word so that it can come and it can indwell and edify those who have ears to hear so that they may hear your message, Father, so that they can come to the truth of your word, Father, so they can be one step closer in understanding, so that they can regain what was already theirs from the very beginning, to be set apart, Kodesh, and with you, Father, just like our forefather and mother, Adam and Eve. Father, we thank you for all the truth in your word, and we ask that you continue blessing our website, each and every family member, and all guests who sojourn with us. Father, I thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, in Yahushua's precious name. Hallelujah, Huwah. All right, family, here we go. We're ready to start up. Hey, it's going to be a beautiful show. I welcome each and every family member as well as every guest who wants to sojourn with Israel as we take time set apart for our Shabbat and get into our Father's Word. Now, we're going to go over some information. Like I said, there's a lot of people talking a lot of junk out there. I mean, a lot of people talking a lot of junk when it comes to this born again. Born again. Hey, just like I put in my show notes, you know, we got to realize, born again, who is that speaking to? You know, who is going to be born again? Who needs to be born again? And what kind of birth is this? Because some people don't know the truth about this. Okay, and do you know the worldly origins of this born again? Not like our father says, but the worldly origins, where this stuff is coming from. See, family, these are some of the things we're going to tackle today. Because if we don't show you all that's in the world and then go right back to the scripture and say, see, now let's see if that's what our father says, many will believe the lie. Because a lot of times the lie does sound so much like the truth. Well, we're gonna get to the bottom of that today. Hey, I'm a quote Pastor Dial. I'm gonna hold everybody to the fire. All those who come out here and say, "Hey, I love God, I love Jesus," just not knowing the truth of the name, but you really do. Okay, well let's get to it because a lot of people are just spewing out lies, you know, concerning born again. Okay, but born again, how? Who gets it? Hey. We're going to let the Father's Word speak. All right, family, we're going to get started here today. And what I would like to do, I want to read you guys a little something. Because maybe I wanted to get the audio for you, but I can't get the audio because it's, I don't know, they kind of like all the things that I really need, they have a find of putting a copyright on most of the stuff I need. But I could tell you, and then if you would like to go rent the movie, you could see it. Okay, one of the things I wanted to talk about is Freemasonry. Because we know that you can always connect Edom, which the father said, I hate Esau. You can connect this genealogy with a lot of the misteachings that we are being taught today. Specifically, it goes into Freemasonry, okay? I have an article here. I'm going to give everybody the link to this article. is called Freemasonry in the... Oh, I can't give it to you, fam. I'm sorry. My God, it's a good thing I got on, family. I'll tell you why. Because my my computer is not connected to the internet anymore. So it's a good thing I got on when I did. Okay, for all of you who know that I've been trying to get on the internet, well, hey, it happened again. But once I'm on, they can't kick me off. Now, if I change the page, yeah, they can get me. So I can't give you the link that I want to read from, but I will read it to you, and it will be in the show notes. I put a lot of imagery on the pictures that you see on the website right there so that you can get an understanding of a lot of the things I'll be speaking of. One of the things I want to go into is Freemasonry in the church. But we're going to look at it because there is a part of born again that even the Freemasonry, they acknowledge. And if you understand that, it's still Edom within the Freemasonry, okay? And Edom definitely was, well, we know that Esau is Edom, is Idume, is Rome. Okay, we know that Esau is Rome. So we know it goes with the Roman Catholic Church, which is the mother church, the mother harlot of all these, or mother beast, whatever you want to call it, of all these other harlot churches. So let's go into looking at Freemasonry just for a second. And I'm going to read the article to you, but I will give you the link later. I just can't open it up right this second. All right, I'm going to read for you. I'm going to read just what they have in here, okay, exactly word for word. It says, should a professing Christian be a Freemason? Can a Freemason or a Shriner actually be a Christian if they adhere to the doctrines and oaths of those societies? How can the two be compatible if Christians are told in the Bible to swear no oaths at all? Freemasonry rituals include one of being born again, but it is unto their belief system, which clearly states that they worship Lucifer, the light bearer. This seems a rather stark contrast to the command of Jesus Christ to be born again from above by his Holy Spirit. This does indeed present a conflict, to say the very least. How can the kingdom of darkness walk in accordance with the kingdom of light, the true light of the world, Jesus Christ? It cannot. What fellowship is light to have with darkness? None. Now, this article was written by a Christian named Chris Pinto. He made a lot of interesting films. You know, Edom can give you some interesting information when it comes to the things of the world. They most definitely can, because most of those things their forefathers did. So Chris Pinto actually did the founding fathers of the, you know, how America came into being and the faith of the founding fathers. I've actually played that MP3 for everybody, but, you know, it goes into how a lot of them were basically they were pagans and they were devil worshippers, you can say, because they were sacrificing and doing all kind of fornication, and they were murdering. They were doing a lot of things. They were summoning up evil spirits. So, you know, this was his article, but if you really do go look into Freemasonry, and there's a film out there by Johnny Depp. Oh, it's at the tip of my tongue. Man, I thought I knew this by heart. But anyhow, there's a film out there where you're talking about the Boston, is it not the Boston, the one man who kills all the people in London, I believe it is, and they still say can't find him. I can't think of it. Oh, From Hell, that's the name of the movie, From Hell. Go look it up on YouTube, and if you ever get a chance, watch it, because they actually do a Freemasonry ritual in there, and they show you their meaning of being born again. It doesn't mean the same thing that our Father's Word says, but they will go ahead and do that ritual. And what many people don't understand is that born again, that understanding, came from Edom. It came from the same ones who gave us Christianity. And if you understand that Edom, which is your Caucasians, okay, some people like to take the Jews out and put the Jews by themselves and say they're Edomite Canaanites. But no, they are still Edomites. They're just from a separate tribe within a nation of Edom. But they are still of Edom. And all of these got together to make the name of the children of Israel no more in remembrance. Go to Psalms 83. Just understand they're all connected, okay? If you want further proof, I can give it to you now. But for time's sake, I want to just point out the obvious, which the scriptures proclaim. Okay, so moving on. I want to share that with you guys. Now, there is on YouTube as well, Jesus and Nicodemus. It's talking about, this is not the Jesus of Nazareth, but, you know, they still give you the same symbols and images to keep portraying the lie. And in all these shows, they're actually, if you really read your scriptures, our Hebrew history book, if you read it, you're going to see that there's going to be slight variances of what is actually said within our history book compared to what is shown on the TV. And it's a mind-controlling program. I want to start there. It is definitely a mind-controlling program. I want to first give you guys this quick MP3 to let you listen to. Okay, I want to get the mold set, because there are a lot of misunderstandings when it comes to, baptism, okay? And what is that baptism about? Is that being born again? Because some people do believe that that is being born again. Now, I got a little quickie for you to listen to. This is going into, this is a Christian, of course, and he is talking about being born again with water baptism. This is one of the things that many people believe. So I'm going to dispel the lies first by just letting you hear those who believe this lie, and then we're going to go into the truth of the Father's Word. This is only a minute and 48 seconds. Everyone, please listen up, and I will adjust the volume. We'll see how it goes. I'll adjust the volume for you so you can get a clear understanding. Uh-oh. Oh, family. Oh, my goodness. Oh, they are really messing with me. I guess I can't give it to you. Hold up. Let me see. I'm going to try to do something else. I'm going to go back and forth on
it. It is not my intention in this video.
Okay. Now let's try it again.
Are you a born-again Christian? And I suspect that at one time or another, you've been asked something like that. But what exactly does that mean, to be born again? That's actually a line that comes from the gospel we have at Mass today, the beginning of the third chapter of John. A Pharisee named Nicodemus is visiting Jesus under the cover of night, and Jesus tells him, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless one is born from above, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus immediately misunderstands and asks, "How can a man once grown old be born again? Surely he cannot re-enter his mother's womb and be born again, can he?" I don't know what the original Aramaic word that Jesus used was, but the Greek word in which this gospel was written is ambiguous. The adverb which Nicodemus takes for born again can also mean born from above, and different English translations will use one or the other. But the meaning is clear. Jesus is talking not about a physical birth, but a spiritual one. He makes that clear in his response to Nicodemus' question. "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless one is born of water and spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. What is born of flesh is flesh, and what is born of spirit is spirit." Jesus is clearly talking about a spiritual birth, and it takes place through two things: water and the Holy Spirit. Doesn't that sound a lot like the sacrament of baptism? To be baptized is to be born from above or born again.
All right, let's see, family. I don't know if that did right. Yeah, that did it right. Okay. My switchboard is acting a little bit funny, so, please forgive me if I'm acting a little like pausing and stuff, but my switchboard is acting a little strange, family. What I want you to hear from that is just an average, typical slavery day gospel that we have been taught pertaining to how the nation of Edom has twisted and perverted to give us their own personal interpretation of deception to mind controllers, because he very well let you know that the spiritual understanding to that was it wasn't speaking of anything else but spiritual. So how can you jump to spiritual and then they teach you to take a water baptism? Make no sense, right? Makes no sense. Makes no sense whatsoever. That's one of the false teachings that is right there with our oppressor people don't get it. I always take them to, and I'm going to take you to that in a little bit, Judges chapter 2. You're going to know what I mean in a second, but I want to play the other one. Now, this is another one that, see, those who are the head now, they control the media system. They've taught us everything that we had to learn because, go back to the curses, and we, because we knew not the Father in the book of Judges, that we were put underneath the curses because we kept sinning, we kept worshiping these other deities, so the Father put us underneath the curses. Once we got underneath those curses, it told us that we'd be serving gods of wood and stone, and that another nation, you know, who we knew not, that would be over us, and we'd need and depend on them for everything, okay? And they would be the head, we would be the tail. But when you go back to Judges 2, you find out who that nation is and what their purpose is, and their purpose is to try us, okay, with the lies and deceit of their father, okay, but not our father. Our father, Yahuwah, wants us to see if we're going to hearken to him or to them in their lies. So that was just one form of the lies that is being taught concerning born again. They tell you, and they understand it. See, it's a deception. How can you read this and not, and I'm talking about when we go into reading, give me a second while I pull up my link here because I didn't forget where I got it from. I've been going through John chapter 3. When you go through John chapter 3, you know, you read it with understanding, speaking about being born again, and then they come up with a different understanding and a different a man-made tradition that has been taught to our people. Many of our people in Christianity get a water baptism, even though they'll let you know, yeah, that's a spiritual thing. So I hope you're catching a clue to what I'm speaking of right there. I want to jump one more place before I really get rolling into this. I just want to make sure that we're getting the lies out and you're hearing it. Now, another thing, see, there's many, many different lies. They didn't just hit you one way. We're bombarded with the lies concerning born again. Who can get born again? How do you be born again? All these lies we have been taught by our oppressors. And for us in America, yes, it was Edom. As a matter of fact, you can go to other places too, it's Edom, because Edom is the one, when you look around, he is in rule right now. Okay, he is in rule. And all you got to do is go to the Apocrypha and figure that out. And that deals with the Genesis where it says that Jacob was holy, Esau is heel. And there is a precept to that which many people are not aware of. And I think that's in the book of Maccabees. Okay, 2 Maccabees, I believe. Yeah, 2 Maccabees, chapter 3, verse, I think 48. No, that's something else. But it's still in Maccabees, or it's in the book of Ezra. But anyhow, off that, because I've talked about it many times, and if you need a clarification, I will give that to you. I just don't have that up right now because I wouldn't plan on saying that. All right, but what you got to understand, family, is they come up with another way to keep our people destroyed as a nation, not knowing the truth when it comes to being born again. What they will tell you is all you got to do is believe upon the name. Jesus loves everybody. You know, once you believe upon him, you know, you go dip your little corrupted behind. I don't care what nation, what set of heathens, what hybrids you come from. You just go dip your little behind in some water, and you come out clean, white as snow. You know, that's what they tell you. Now, I have another little audio I want you to listen to. Now, this I actually put pictures up because there's another thing behind just the lies. And you see, it's now that would be taking out the Apocrypha too, where they've taken the image, you know, they've laid open the Book of the Law, which is our Hebrew history book, and now they have put a different image in there. This one's going to be taken from Korn. The Korn guitarist, his name is Brian Walsh or something like that. Many people who are into that heavy metal probably have heard of him. But it's a very satanic group, okay? Well, Brian himself, out of the group Korn, he has now been converted, or shall we say, as he says, born again. He's now a born-again Christian. So you're going to get a little background because this is what Christianity believes. You could be a homosexual, dip yourself in some water, and the Father just loves you. You know, you could be every corrupt thing, doing all kinds of sin. You could probably even murder somebody, but hey, God loves you. They send the priests over to the electric chambers all the time for the death row victims. Many of them, yes, are our people, but there's a lot of them out there that are as corrupt as can be. And on their deathbed, they say, "Forgive me, Jesus, I murdered this person, I did this, I did this, I did that." You know, and hey, they go up to heaven. You know, they're going up to heaven according to Christianity, but that's not what our Father says concerning that. Well, let's just listen to Korn, okay? Brian Welsh. He's going to give you his understanding. He's going to allow you to hear a little bit of his past as well. And now we're going to find out how he is born again, because he flew himself all the way. You know, he got some money. This is another Edomite day ahead, we just tell. But he took his little money, flew himself out to Israel to get baptized, and I put a picture out there so you guys can see. Yes, Brian Welsh looks just like the modern-day picture of Jesus that we see. That was no fluke. That was no fluke that they put him to do that. Okay, I'm just letting you know. Now, I put scripture in there as well to open your mind up to the truth, you know, because a lot of times we look at this stuff and Satan closed many of the people's minds because they don't like the truth. But we're going to unclose those, we're going to open up those eyes. We're going to give you the Father's word as well as allow you to see what they have been doing through mind controlling of the, Edom. You could say Jewish Hollywood mind control, but I'm going to say Edom's mind control. Okay, this is something they've specifically done to keep the people deceived, destroyed as a nation. So this is a quick audio, family. It's about 5 minutes and 19 seconds long. Pay attention to this man and his understanding of being born again, and then get a listen to all the things that he was into. Because remember, Christianity, they accept anybody and say, hey, okay, Jesus loves you, born again. Pay attention, family. This is for 5 minutes and 19 seconds.
Here on a roof, Bible in hand, Brian Welsh is a new man. But it wasn't long ago that this hard-rocking, heavy-drinking, drug-addicted rock star was at the pinnacle of his career and drowning, he says, in despair.
I was a junkie, and a single dad, and a rock star. But inside, I was dead.
That is how the former guitarist from Korn describes his old life. Before he quit drugs, before he quit the band, before he did this. Brian Welsh was raised in a Christian home in the industrial farm town of Bakersfield, California. His quiet childhood, a far cry from his wild future. Korn's first record earned accolades from fans and critics alike, with a unique fusion of heavy metal and alternative rock that some called new metal. But their aggressive song lyrics told dark tales of drugs, sex, and violence. So I take my time, guiding the blade down the line. Each cut closer to the mind. They struck a chord with teenage fans.
Korn!
Awards soon followed. Korn songs topped music charts, their albums went multi-platinum, and they struck Grammy Gold not once, but twice.
We're playing in front of like 200,000 people, and they were all going nuts, and we're like, wow. I dreamt about this when I was a kid, and 100% of it came true. All the fame and money and touring, it's crazy.
But Brian wasn't happy.
To the outside world, I was just... I had it all. I had money, Grammys, I had the house, cars, anything I wanted. But the whole time I was with Korn, when we had success, something at home was failing.
Life on the road took its toll. Brian's wife left, his marriage fell apart, and he became a single father to their little girl, Janaea. The pressure, he says, led to a deep depression and dependency on highly addictive crystal meth, or speed.
I started doing speed full time every day. I was addicted to Xanax too, and sleeping pills. It was like living in pure hell. I was so miserable. I was like, I just want to go to sleep and never wake up. Never. And I really wanted to die. I really did.
Late last year, a concerned friend invited Brian to this church in Bakersfield. Brian's pastor, Ron Vienna.
I saw tiredness, I saw confusion. And someone who just was really ready for a change in life.
I was going after my demonic potential, you know, and that was getting famous, worshiping money, worshiping fame, worshiping all this other stuff that I thought life was all about.
That realization prompted Brian to think about leaving the band. But when his five-year-old daughter started singing sexual lyrics from a Korn song, he decided it was time to quit.
I said, "You guys, I'm sorry. I can't do this anymore. I'm leaving. I got to leave. I have to leave. I have no other choice." My bass player for Korn, he text messaged me. He said, "You're going to get put on MTV. Everyone's going to laugh at you. They're going to say that you're crazy. Is that what you want?" I was like, "Yeah, I'm ready to get laughed at because God's not laughing at me."
That faith led Brian to check into a hotel for what he calls a personal drug rehab with God.
When I was laying in bed, sweating and stuff, going through all the withdrawals and stuff and speed, and I was like, "Okay, God, I want you to strip this from me. You're the healer. Take this from me." I didn't know what it meant to be touched in the spirit or nothing, but I felt like he goes, "I'm going to make you a star by yourself without Korn. You're mine now. You're going to sing for me."
Cured, he says, of his addiction, Brian joined his church group on a headline-making pilgrimage to Israel.
Right when I got the gown on, tears started coming down my eyes. My stomach was contracting, and I just felt just pain. I was looking up, just going, "Oh, God, I'm sorry."
The change, Brian says, was instant.
I believe that my bad, evil spirits were lifted from me, and now I'm peaceful. I'm peace. I feel peace inside.
Now that Brian Welsh has saved himself from his demons, he's taking aim at someone else's.
I'm not saying I'm better than him. I'm saying God is telling me something, and God is telling me something to tell you.
In a new song, he slams one of America's biggest rap stars. Find out who when we come back.
All right, family, you heard it. That was taken from Korn, guitarist, quits band, now born again Christian. You can catch that video on YouTube. And just the pictures alone, woo, I tell you. But anyhow, you heard the music, and you kind of know what that heavy metal music is about. If you don't know, check into it, okay? Just go on YouTube and probably type in something like The Occult and Heavy Rock. Or go see that video that talks about they sold their souls to rock and roll, because they talk about Korn in there too. But I'm not going to get on that. I want to get on something else. If you guys take a look on the pictures, I made a particular image for you guys to take a look at. Now, it stars this man, Brian Welsh of Korn, and it reads, "Hollywood Mind Control, The Lies of White Jesus." Now, what's very important is, remember, they come and they get, their job is to deceive us, okay? And I'm going to read that to you in 1 second, but if you look at the picture, does not Korn, Brian Welsh of Korn, does not the image that is right next to his, which is the Gentile heathen, specifically of Edom, version of Jesus. Don't they look just alike? Don't they look just alike? See, they got to mind control you through images and what they say. Now, we know that if the Hebrew Israelites, if we were put under chastisement, which the Father said he only put us into chastisement because of what we not obeying him. But if we didn't do half the stuff that these Gentiles are doing, but now they're teaching us. Now they have taught us a lie. Now they have bought in a different gospel, which is taken out of our book, but they just teach it and they give their own interpretations for their agenda. So we see that this Brian Welsh, who claims to be born again, you could almost say he could play the role of Jesus of Nazareth in the modern-day movies that we see. That's not by accident, family. This is part of mind controlling. So I put, take a look at the look-alike programming. This is one of the things they do. They keep bringing on all these people, especially these demonic shows, where you will see somebody getting crucified to the cross. The actor happens to look similar to what the world knows as Jesus. It's not by accident they do this. Well, this Brian Welsh looks just like he could be a probably a twin brother or a brother of the character, the white character who they always put as Jesus. Now, I put read with understanding. Judges, first let me go look at it. I want to make sure I get it good. I want to hit it hard. I put look-alike programming, and then I gave the verse Luke 21, verse 8, which reads, and he said, take heed that ye be not deceived, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Yahushua, and the time draweth near. Go ye not therefore after them. Because with these images, it's reinforcing the belief that our Redeemer Yahushua, which the world calls Jesus, but he's not, okay? But he is the one that people should be praying to. He is the one that people should be asking, or when you say your prayers, you're going through Jesus, not Yahushua, but Jesus. The world has lied to us. This is all programming. I want everybody to take a look at the lookalike programming because it's there, and that's just as well, you could say, as in similarity to when they say they've opened the book of the law and they put their images in it. So I took everybody to Luke 21:8, which says, I'll read it again, and he said, take heed that ye be not deceived, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Yahushua, okay, or the Redeemer, and the time draweth near. Go ye not therefore after them. Don't listen to the lies. I don't care how many lies they tell you that, you know, it, as is written is how we're supposed to know about Yahushua. Well, as is written says that his feet were like fine brass as if burnt in a furnace, and that he had white hair, but the hair was woolly. Okay? It was woolly hair. It looks like you see an elderly man, a Hebrew man, who has kinky hair, but it turns white when they get old. That's what Yahushua's hair was looking like. So it fits very well. Luke 21:8, family. Luke 21:8. But I put in that that image that I made, I put read with understanding. Judges 2:22. Okay? Judges 2:22. Okay. And that reads, in case many people aren't teaching this, I don't know why they aren't, probably because they don't know who the nations are, but we're going to get to it. If you know who the Hebrew nation is, everybody else is a Gentile. Everybody else is a hybrid. Everybody else is a serpent. See, I know you don't like it, but it's the truth. Let's read what Judges 2:22 reads. Okay, it says that through them, now this is the Father Yahuwah telling the children of Israel, because we did not obey, we did not follow his commandments, we did not listen. We were supposed to get the hybrids, the nations, up off the land, and we did not. Okay, we started commingling with them. Okay, so he tells us that through them, the nations, I may prove Israel, prove the nation of Israel, whether they will keep the way of Yahuwah to walk therein as their fathers did keep it or not. Anybody wonder what that means? That means that these other nations are here to try us with all their lies. They come across, and it sounds like, oh, it's just so good. It's so close to the truth. They said they love God. Oh, I love them. Because they love God, too. Well, hey, if it's not is as written and if it's not in truth, scrap it. Scrap it quickly. If someone is not coming, I don't care if it's a Hebrew or a Gentile, a heathen, a hybrid. If they're not coming to the truth and telling you the full truth of the word, look, get rid of it. You don't need that. So we have to learn that that's what these other nations are here to do. I know it is harsh for people to hear this and understand it, but it's in our Father's word. See, I'm putting you to the fire, guess. Do you really love the Most High? It's right there. Do you say, I love God, I love Jesus? Do you really? Well, go through some of our archive shows, understand who the nations are, okay? You can just as well read it in the Old Covenant. Just keep following along, okay? Keep following along. Remember, they were there in the beginning. They were the creation of Genesis chapter 1, okay, the male and the female. Then there was a separate creation 1,000 years afterwards. One day, remember, one day with the Father, 1,000 years for man. So later, we said there was not a man to till the field. Yeah, we know that there was a creation in Genesis 1, 1,000 years before, but the Father said there was not a man. That's because the male and the female created in Genesis, and made, may I say, not formed, but made, that creation was made by the angels. Okay? That was made by the angels. But that creation was not the same as Adam being formed from the dust of the ground and then given the Ruach. And we're going to talk about that set-apart spirit, that Ruach. We're going to talk about that today because it has a lot to do with being born again. Now, those same Gentiles, they were the ones that when Cain was kicked out, Cain was going over there to find him a wife. We can read about that in Genesis chapter 4. Okay, so now you got a hybrid, which was Cain. He was not of our father. Okay, he had his own father, and many of you even know this. But when you go see that he mingled with the mankind creation of Genesis 1, and it tells us that before the angels came down, it says that these hybrids, these giants, were there before as well as after the flood. They made it across the flood. And then we get the understanding that when the children of Israel under Joshua went into, and go to Numbers 13 for that, keep following the trail, you get it, went into the land, they were all there. Okay, they name them, but you got to remember, they keep changing these names. Don't matter. They were there. By the time you get through with Joshua, you understand that Joshua told the children of Israel not to commingle with these hybrids, these nations, these strange wives. Keep Kodesh, keep set apart. Right when you get into Judges 2, boom. Children of Israel did not obey the Father. They did not get those hybrids off the land, which now they call them nations. And we went into the nations. Boom. So the Father let us know in Judges 2, hey, okay, if you, since you did not hearken to me, I will not thenceforth drive out any of these nations which Joshua did not get rid of. They will be there to prove you. So we know who the nations are, okay? Now, moving on. That was just to give you a little understanding. But if you heard the MP3, the little Korn, okay, the lead singer in Korn, which is Brian Welsh, he'd tell you he was into drugs. He even mentioned some demonic stuff. But he was into drug. I mean, he was into every evil thing that is possible. And the lyrics of the song, as his daughter was picking up, was dealing with, it was sexually oriented. I mean, filthy songs. Not too far from what most of the rappers are singing. Don't get mad if you're a rapper, but it's the truth. You know what goes on those songs. So this is not of our Father. If there's something that you're doing that you know if Yahushua was standing right there and you would not be pleased to do that, then don't do it. Because it's like people, when you bring it up to them that this is satanic music, is hellish music. Oh, no, it's not. You tell that to our Father Yahuwah, or you tell that to Yahushua and see what you get. Okay? So that's what he was doing. Now, he just decided that, you know, he got to stop the way he's behaving because his daughter was listening to this. So now he goes to a church. One of the deceivers in Edom, a preacher, told him, you know, basically about our Father, and which you they really can't tell him about our Father because it's not in truth. If it's not in truth, you ain't saying nothing, okay? You got to be in truth. Anyhow, he decides to go fly his little self over to Israel with his money, dip his little self in some water with all Edom around him. But when you look at that picture where he's dipping himself in water for this water baptism to be born again as a Christian, which we are not Christians, we're Hebrews, we're the Father's children. But didn't that picture look just like Jesus of Nazareth when Jesus of Nazareth was getting dipped in the water? See, family, this is all mind-controlling. This is the belief that you could do anything, just give your life to Jesus, accept Jesus into your heart, say the sinner's prayer, do whatever you got to do, but hey, Jesus loved everybody. And now get born again. Go dip your little self in water. And now you clean white as snow. And that is a lie. Okay, that is a lie. Now we're going to take some look at what our Father says. We're going to get some understanding to all this. I want to get those two out of the way, and I want to share it with you. Because, hey, family, it's crazy. It's out there. It's like that, okay? I want to take everybody first. We've got to read it the proper way. John chapter 3. Okay, let me see if my internet's working yet, family. If it is, I want to, oh, no, it's not working. I'm sorry. I cannot give you links. I'm very sorry. So you're just going to have to open up your own Bibles or listen to this show at a later time. Open up your Bibles, okay? I always will suggest open up your Bibles. Don't take my word for it. Let's see if the Father's word does say that. All right, John chapter 3, okay? Now we are getting ready to deal with Nicodemus, okay? Nicodemus was a Hebrew. A lot of people think Nicodemus wasn't a Hebrew because if they know anything about the Pharisees who were teaching wrong, they'll say, well, he was a wayward Hebrew, which he was just a lost sheep. But he was of the priestly line. He was a teacher. He was highly respected. But let's see. Why was it that those apostles were having so much trouble out there? Why did Yahushua have to come but for the lost sheep of the house of Israel? Why? Let's find out. John chapter 3. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Hebrews. The same came to Yahushua by night and said unto him, Teacher, we know that thou art a teacher come from the Most High Yahuwah, For no man could do these miracles that thou doest, except Yahushua be with him. Yahushua answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom. Some of my words got deleted, family. I don't know who did that, but maybe I did it. I don't know. Anyhow, he cannot see the kingdom. I think that's what it was there. Verse 4. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Yahushua answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Ruach, the set-apart spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of the Most High, Yahuwah. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of water, and that which is born of spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell whether it comes and whether it goes. One that is born of the set-apart spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Yahushua answered and said unto him, Art thou a teacher of Israel and knowest not these things? See, you're supposed to get this. If Yahushua said, I'm sent but for the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and we know Nicodemus was one well sought of teacher. He was a Pharisee, okay? He was a Hebrew Israelite, but he was a lost sheep as well, and he didn't know this. What was he teaching the people? We're going to get to it, okay? So, born again, okay, means to do what Yahuwah says, not man, what is written in truth. You have to have the truth. It's in your mind. You have to be a new man, okay, a new person. That's not talking about, family, dipping yourself and actually, all you're doing is cleaning off the dust off your behind. That's all you're doing when you dip yourself in some water. That same sinful, nasty person, full of sin, before he dipped himself in the water, still come out nasty and dirty, but just wet. That's all it is. Because John the Baptist was a forerunner. He was making the path straight for Yahushua to come in. And there's a lot of, even Hebrews, who you will see their videos, they go show you how they dip themselves in the middle of winter. They go dip family members on in the water. I mean, you know, come on now. It's a spiritual message. Let's go a little bit further. Now, I hope my computer works because I didn't open this link. Let's see. Oh, it works. Okay, good. I want to give you guys another example of a little something. Just something to get your mind rolling with some thought. Okay. Nope, let me see. Let me see if I can get it pasted down to you. My computer has started working again. Okay, I want to take you guys to Acts 9, verses 1 through 6. Now, this is dealing with family. Just so that you guys get a little understanding, this is kind of like another example of being born again. Now, many people remember Saul before he became Paul. Well, let's just look at it for a second. Go to Acts chapter 9, verses 1 through 6. That's what I'm going to read. So you open up your scriptures, and let's see what it says. Remember, Paul was doing all kind of dirt. Paul was not dirty like rolling in the dirt, but what he was doing, okay, his understanding, okay, he thought he was in the right with what he was doing. Now, let's find out. Acts 9, verses 1 through 6. And Saul, yet breathing out threatening and slaughtering against the disciples of Yahushua, went unto the high priest, and desired of him letters to Damascus to the synagogue, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven, and he fell to the earth, and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, master? And Yahushua said, I'm Yahushua, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Master, what wilt thou have me do? And Yahushua said unto him, Arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. Okay, so we see that the Father is getting ready to, what, make Paul a new man. Well, how did Paul have to be a new man? Let's go a little further. I'm going to go just a little bit further. Paul was Saul, no doubt. Paul was Saul. Let's go over to, I hope they didn't mess up all my notes here. I want to take you guys to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 through 8. And I'm going to give you guys the link where I'm at. My notes are a little confused. They got jumbled somehow. I don't understand that, but it did. Anyhow, I'm going to try to make sense out of my jumbled notes. I pray that you guys can keep up with me, okay, because I know I'll be everywhere with this because they really did do something to my notes. Let's just read. This is going to give us just a little bit of understanding. Okay, now we know that Corinthians is Paul's writings, correct? Everybody's in agreement on there? This is one of, in the New Covenant, this is one of Paul's letters. Well, let's go find out. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 through 8, it reads, Paul says, "For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Yahushua died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. And after that, he was seen of above 500 brethren at once. He was seen of 500 of the children of Israel at one time, of whom the greater part remain unto this present. But some are fallen asleep." That's your lost sheep. "After that, he was seen of James, then of all the apostles, and last of all, he was seen of me also, as of one born out of due time." Okay, we know that the Most High sent his only begotten Son to teach the truth of the Word, but we know that the Word was in the beginning. The Word was Yahushua. Yahushua stopped. He was that light. He shone that light. Paul was, his eyes were open at this point. Paul got the understanding of our Father and our Redeemer, Yahushua. Okay, he was now being born a new man. He was told to go get understanding. Through the understanding, he was a disciple going to get taught the truth of the Word. He had already seen and witnessed Yahushua. Okay? Now he was going to get the teaching, the learning that he needed. He was a disciple. Once you get the understanding, you become an apostle. You have to first see Yahushua resurrected, to preach Yahushua resurrected, and the truth of Yahushua resurrected, and then you have to go get the Word, the truth of the Word. So this is what Paul was given in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 3 through 8. All right, family. Now, I got to go some more places. Now, we know that Yahushua, yes, he died for our sins. Now, when you go to John 3, reading verses 1 through 5, we know that Nicodemus is used as an example for our understanding. But unfortunately, it seems like many of the lost sheep, they like Nicodemus. They don't understand. They might tell you something silly like, "Let's go dip ourselves in some water," or "We know it's spiritual, but," you know, "but." Or like the worldly teaching, you know, you can sin, you can curse. Well, when I say curse, you can cast spells, you can do all this witchcraft, all the tarot card reading, play with the Ouija board, dance around a little witch's circle and do all this stuff. And look, Jesus is just waiting for you to come. So be born, be saved, I'm blessed, I'm not stressed. Do all the wickedness you want to do, homosexual, lesbianism, fornication with animals, whatever you want to do, just go do it all, because Jesus loved everybody, came for the whole world, the lies. Be born again, just go dip yourself in water, and see, now you're good as gold. Okay, you white as snow, now you're all right. Now look out for Jesus to come, and also go preach the word of Jesus. Go keep pushing the lie now since you're saved, because see, he touched you. You go ahead out now and preach that lie of white Jesus Christ, of Zeus, Jesus. We know there was no J in the Hebrew, Aramaic, Latin, or Greek. Where did he get that word from? Hey, you go tell me. Go do a little research and find out where they got that word from. Okay, those are the deities that are spoken of, that the children of Israel, especially in Deuteronomy 28, gods of wood and stone, as well as Judges chapter 2, that we began serving of the other nations. That was their gods, their deities, their daddies. Okay? So, we know that born again, the word born again, it means converted by a renewed mind and body. Born again is not speaking of dipping yourself in a glass of water or in a I know that sounds crazy because I like the way it sounds because it makes people think. How can you dip yourself in a glass of water just like Nicodemus? You know what I'm saying, right? You know what I'm saying. You can't dip yourself in anything. I don't care what type of water, where the water located. It ain't going to make you clean. It is not going to make you born again. That's what I'm that's humor in it, but you know what I'm saying. Okay, so when we go to Ephesians 6, I want to read a little bit something for you guys. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 11 through 14, this is the whole armor of Yahuwah. I'm reading it for a reason. Pay attention. I'm not going to give this link out because I want to get on with it. Okay, but just go to Ephesians 6. If you have your Bibles, open them up. Chapter 6 of Ephesians, and go ahead. We're going to read verses 11 through 14, speaking of the whole armor of Yahuwah. Verse 11, put on the whole armor of Yahuwah, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of Yahuwah, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all, stand. Check out verse 14. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. I got to stop the truth, okay? And having on the breastplate of righteousness. That's all I want to read. You see, it don't matter if a heathen is telling you the truth about it's a spiritual thing. The Ruach is flowing. Because, see, they haven't told you who the Ruach flows to because they don't acknowledge the children of the Most High. They don't have that truth in them. In order to speak any truth, you got to know who's who in the scriptures. If you're believing that now they've flipped it and twisted it and made who the Father said I hate, which was Esau, they turn it on the children of the Most High and say, see, you're the cursed lineage. That's why we had to throw your old butt in slavery. You was no good. You this, you that. You an imbecile. You stupid. You know. If anybody would take a time just to go ahead and read the scriptures, they'd find out that the children of Israel were underneath those curses. We'd be known by bywords and proverbs, which are different names, not our own. We're the only nation of people that fit all the prophecies. And then we would also know that if we're the ones who fit the prophecies, and in the Deuteronomy 28, it tells us that a nation who we knew not, that they would be over us, and we would need and want everything from them. We would come naked to them. Like babes, basically. And they would have to give it what we need, supply what we need. But they would be the head, we would be the tail. So when we get into slavery, you can look at those films, see how they say, oh, you little dumb nigga. You can't come drink at the, you go to the back, go to another water fountain. You're a dog, basically. Now, Yahushua was calling them the dogs. But now they call everything that Yahushua did, now they do it to our people to make our people more deceived. If they're not throwing the images at you and all the false traditions of men with these holidays, whatever you want to call them, all these days of observance for their wickedness of pagan ritualistic satanic rituals, if that's not enough, they're going to come at you with a false scripture. A false scripture, a false depiction of the truth. And then they want to say, see, this is the truth. And because many of us only have flesh eyes, especially while we're in Christianity, it looks, hey, he read it, it's there. It got to be true. Not understand that we are supposed to precept the scripture to get the full understanding. Okay? Yes, a lot of people go to just one or two verses and read that to you. Like I just read to you just a little bit out of Ephesians chapter 6. Well, yeah, it says that in there. But what is it speaking of? Why we got to guard ourselves with the whole armor of Yahuwah? That we can stand against the wiles of the devil. And who is the devil according to Scripture? Who is the devil according to Scripture? We know that we can go in Revelations and find out who that devil is. He's that old serpent that was in the garden. Okay? He's the father of lies. You can link him back up with Cain. He's the first murderer. Okay? Just go to Revelations and figure it out. He's that person. But who is he according to end time prophecy? what nation of people does that devil reside in? And the devil is a fallen angel. That's all. Don't get the word, the soul. Now that can't be. Yes, it is. Our father says, I'm the father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He don't say I'm the father of Edom. He don't say I'm the father of the Philistines. He don't say I'm the father of the Ishmaelites or the Ammonites or the Moabites. None of that. You know it. It's in your word. You've just been brain deceiving yourself to believe a lie. And the lost sheep have been listening to those who the Father never wanted us to listen to because they never had the word, still don't have the word according to the scriptures. So when we go through this, it tells us in Ephesians 6, verse 14, stand therefore having your loins girt about with truth. So in order even to be born again, you got to have some truth. If you don't have any truth, as we've been reading, as it is written in scripture, as is written in scripture, as is written in scripture, as the scripture said it, okay, not what man's interpretation of what that means, as the scripture said it. Not that he says that his hair was sandy, a dirty blonde, dishwater blonde, however they like to say that, and his eyes were blue, and he had white skin. I keep going over there. It tells us in the word that my skin was black upon me because of the terrible famine. And then you look at those Holocaust pasty pale Jews, and, you know, boom, I'm still under mind control. Their skin is black upon them. Yeah, right. Come on now. So, like I said, family, as in truth, a lot of us don't want to get that truth. We know that the living water, we can read about that in, let's see, if I got my verses right here. We can go to John 17, 17. We can go to Jeremiah 2, verses 4 and 5, as well as 8 through 13 of Jeremiah chapter 2. We can hear about the fountain of living water, okay, because it tells us that we have to be born of water and the spirit. This, what kind of spirit? Not any kind of spirit, the set-apart spirit, okay, the set-apart spirit. That was only given to the Hebrew Israelites. We're going to read about that in a second. You can also go to John 4, verses 7 through 14, and hear about the living water or spiritual water of Yahushua, okay? And that's going to be the same water of Jeremiah 2, okay, the fountain of living water, same thing. So we know that when we go back, let me just go there. Like I said, they messed with my notes, so I got to go back and forth. Give me a second. When we go back and we read that he tells us in John 3, because he's asking, how can you be born again? That's what Nicodemus wants to know from Yahushua. So he said in verse 3, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom. Okay, give me a second. It was one more. It says, no, it's in verse 5. It says, Yahushua answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water, okay, the truth of the word, we know that Yahushua is that spring or that fountain of water and of the set-apart spirit, which was only given to the Hebrew Israelites. We're going to definitely get to that one in a second. That, you know, he cannot, he can't be born again. You have to be born of the set-apart spirit and of the living water, the truth of the word of Yahushua. Okay, the water and the word. Okay? So, we're getting that understanding right there. Now I want to go back. I'm going through my notes, family. Bear with me because my notes are all jumbled really bad, too. Okay, I want to get that understanding to you guys. And like I said, there's more. I have a lot more scriptures. I'm just not going to go through all of them. I want to go through the pertinent ones for today's topic, which if anybody's just joining us right now and you're having any difficulty, the title of today's show is Born Again by the Set-Apart Spirit. If you are having trouble hearing, you can switch over to our phone lines, which is, if you want to call in, 646-595-4111. Okay, some people I know on the chat line were saying that they had problems hearing. So if you are having any problems at all hearing, go ahead and switch over. And we have about 45 minutes left. I'm going to finish all my notes today. So by going to overtime, if you are still listening by chat line, after 45 minutes, you're going to be cut off. But I'm giving you the call-in number now. All you got to do is switch over when I say, I usually give a five-minute warning, and then you need to switch over to 646-595-4111 to listen by phone, okay? But let's go on, okay, because I want to get to some things that I know is just not being taught right. All right, family, let me go ahead and let me get my notes right. Okay. All right. Like I said, they really did a good job messing with my notes. Anyhow, I did want to bring up when we find out that what type of baptism, okay, and I use the word baptism because that's what John the Baptist was doing. Okay, John the Baptist was doing a water baptism, but we know that Yahushua, he said that he had to, John the Baptist had to decrease so that Yahushua could increase. Yahushua was baptizing with what? The Ruach. But let's pay attention to what he was really, go to Ephesians 5. We're going to get a little bit more understanding. When you go to Ephesians 5, I'm just going to read two verses, verse 25 and verse 26. It tells you right there. I'm a precept for those of you who need precepting. Okay, we're still talking about who Yahushua came for, why, what's the, you know, what is it? Is a water dipping in water that gets you born again? People don't know. When you go to Ephesians chapter 5, verses 25 through 26, it reads, "Husbands, love your wives, even as," is comparison, "even as Yahushua also loved the assembly and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word." So it's not the water, but the word. But you can't have the word unless you are speaking the truth of the word, as is written, right? Read it again. Ephesians 5, verses 25 through 26. Matter of fact, let me just go straight to 26. We know that Yahushua also loved the assembly, and he gave himself for us. When we get to verse 26, it says that Yahushua might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. That should take you right back to Ephesians, speaking of the truth. We know that the truth can only be found in the word. You ain't getting washed. I don't care how much soap. I don't care if you put a bottle of bleach in that water. It is not going to make you cleansed. You're not going to be clean. Okay, you're not going to be born again because you decide to do something crazy. Just like those people that tells you if your arm offends you or your eye offends you, pluck it out. People out here, you can see some of these crazy movies. I've seen them. And yes, the Gentiles are the one doing it specifically, eat them. Okay, they got this one Canadian movie where this man, he looked like Jesus, by the way. He was out there in Canada, and he had a cult going on, and he was sleeping around with all the women because he believed, like some of the Hebrew Israelites, that a man could have many ribs, many wives, and he was torturing them, producing all these children, making a little colony. A lot of Hebrews trying to get that little colony started too, I see. But anyhow, Yahushua don't say nothing about starting no colony, okay? Just like what he told us when we were going to the Babylon captivity, build you some houses. And do well where you're at, wherever he put you. Don't try to get out of the captivities. We know that, I can go further with that, but I'm not going to for the show. Going back, this man in this film, the woman did something, and really it was uncalled for, but what he did was he chopped off her arm, okay, to teach her. Okay, but he was in a cult. And when they showed him looking just like just like Jesus, not Yahushua. But they had him on a tree, and he had his hands up. It's crazy. If I can find that movie, I'm going to add it to the show notes so y'all can see what I'm talking about. It's crazy. But trust me, this type of stuff, they keep pushing it on you, because you got to believe that that white image is Jesus. And no, Jesus said, Jesus didn't say nothing. Those who made up Jesus to say told you, and they are the children when they say the devil. You know, don't get mad because I call you a devil, because the word actually calls you a devil. But what it's saying is you are a child of the angels, okay? Many of y'all know that. Many of y'all get into that Sumerian stuff, so I know I'm not saying anything shocking or anything that should hurt a person. But, hey, there's hope for you if you do well, just like Cain was told that, okay? Let's move on. Okay, so it tells us in Ephesians 5, verses 25 to 26, that Yahushua might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. So you get clean, not by dipping yourself in water, but by the word, the washing away with the word, okay, of Yahushua. Okay, precept in that, I'm going to take you guys to John 15, verse 3. I'm going to simply read it. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. It's only the heathens and those lost sheep who were taught by a bunch of Gentiles that you have to dip yourself in some type of water. And miraculously, probably just as miraculously as they thought up the virgin birth, there's another name for it, immaculate conception. Just as well as that appeared, just as well as the den of vipers moved into a land and named it a nation, Israel. But there's only one, which they claim to be the tribe of Judah, which are not even that, but only one tribe when we know that Israel, which was Jacob, had 12 sons. So, you know, lies, lies, lies. What you want to believe, the truth as is written or the lie? It's up to you. So we see that John tells us, precepting it back to Ephesians 5 and 26, that it's the word, washing up the water by the word. Going right back to John 15, 3, which says, now ye are clean through the word. Okay, which is the truth in the word which I've spoken unto you. You think that you want to be right? Well, I tell you what, it tells us in, we just read it, family, in Ephesians, you know, so that you can be able to withstand that evil in the day. It talks about all the principalities. If you think dipping yourself in water is going to get rid of them spirits or get rid of those things attacking you, whether it be by man possessed with spirits or whether it be by entities themselves, you go ahead and bank, go ahead and roll that dice and go ahead and see if that's going to stop you after you dip yourself in a glass of water. You might be surprised. Okay, I know you're going to be surprised. Okay, because the word is written in a lot of books. All you got to do is read it. Take time to read it. It ain't talking about dipping yourself in water. Let's move on. Okay, I want to go a lot of places with this. Okay, I want to go a lot of places with this. Let's see, I want to pick up in John 3 because I want to break down a couple things. Okay, in John 3, remember Yahushua, and I'm just going to read the last part. Matter of fact, I got time, I'm going to read the whole thing. John 3, once again, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Hebrews. The same came to Yahushua by night and said unto him, Teacher, we know that thou art a teacher came from Yahuwah. For no man can do these miracles that thou dostest, except you who will be with him. Yahushua answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of the Most High Yahuwah. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Yahushua answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of the Most High. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said this unto thee. Ye must be born again. And that word again, okay, let's hold on to that word in our head. You must be born again. What kind of again? We're going to get to that. Okay, we're going to drop down now. Because after he asked in verse 10, it says that Yahushua asked Nicodemus, you know, you are a master in Israel, you know, of Israel, and knowest not these things? It was a lost sheep. Verse 11, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I told you earthly things, the flesh, things of the flesh, things that your eyes can see, things you can read, and ye believe not. How shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things? You can't understand that. You got to look. And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. Okay, because remember, Yahushua was not of this world. He was a spirit way from the beginning, right? He was in the beginning, the Word. Okay, Nicodemus didn't understand it. Hey, go figure. Some of the Hebrews still today don't understand it. I exit off the Gentiles because y'all should know better for the Hebrews. Y'all should know better. But I do mention the Gentiles because we have a lot of lost sheep listening to the Gentiles, and they don't know who they are. So that's why I mention them. Now, let me go a little further with this. I'm not finished yet. Okay. when you go to John chapter 3, I'm going to pick up at verse 14. It says, "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life." I want to make sure my mute button wasn't on. I almost got a little heart attack here, family. Okay, because I was like, I said all that, nobody heard. Ah. Okay, back on to it. Reading back in John chapter 3, verse 14. "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up." He's speaking about himself, Yahushua. Verse 15, "that so whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life." They like to say this, and see, all you got to do is believe upon him. But we're going to get to who is he speaking of, because, see, the world don't know, but we're going to figure it out today. Verse 16, "For Yahuwah so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Are we speaking of the whole world? No, we're going to find out, family. Let's hold on. Hold it tight. It says, verse 17. "For Yahuwah sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." 18. "He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of the Most High." Now, you see, many people want to keep calling Jesus and God and all these Lord pagan names. Pagan names. See, you got to believe in truth. You got to have your loins girt with truth. You can't be born again with lies. Go ahead and dip yourself in that water. That's the same thing. You got lies. Somebody lied to you. You've been deceived. Okay? Okay, family. When you go a little further, it tells you that you got to have the truth. The truth, as is written, it says in verse 18 again, "because he had not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of the Most High, Yahuwah." That only begotten name is Yahushua, not Jesus. I don't care if they throw that image and they keep putting these images up that make you think, oh, yeah, this that white man called Jesus. That's Jesus. I love you, Jesus. No. As is written, baby, is all in our Father's Word, up, down, all throughout. As is written. Now, you put through the fire, guess, do you really love Yahushua, as is written? Because it don't say nothing about it. It don't even say the Hebrew Israelites had white, pasty, pale skin. No, it doesn't say that. Many verses, I've gone through them. I can give you more if you need confirmation. Hey, email me. I'll give you those verses. It doesn't say that. We have to go with as is written. So don't hate me for being a messenger of the Most High. You're mad at the Most High because you're finding out something that now you've got to change your understanding of the truth. Because our Father will not accept you unless the truth is within you. Okay, you cannot be born again unless you have the truth. Being born again is a spiritual thing. It's a renewal of the mind and the body. Take off the old man, put on the new man. Okay, let's get to it now. All right, so I'm going to read verse 18 again because it goes with 19. John chapter 3, verse 18. "He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of the Most High. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil." Now, we just talked about the light of Freemasonry. Many people understand who, what nation of people, Freemasonry, as well as the Roman Catholic Church, as well as all these little origins of where all these little other religious systems stem from. Okay, it's all set from the same Christianity, Lion Edom, Satanic Edom. All roads lead to Rome. Find out where those deities come from. They all came into the Canaanite, Roman Edomite false church system. Everybody know, if you don't know, Constantine was a pagan. He brought in the pagans with him. He was a pagan anyhow, and now they got you doing all kind of sacrileges, if you want to call it that, all kind of worshiping of angels during all these holidays, or you're performing or even doing a ritual when you do some of this stuff, taking communion and all this. It's all a bunch of lies. Okay, let's go further. Verse 20, "For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither come to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. Because we know that there is only one true light. Let's read about it. But he that doth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be manifest, that they were wrought in Yahuwah. After these things came Yahushua and his disciples into the land of Judea, and there he tarried with them and baptized. Okay, how do you think they baptized him? Let's keep reading. Verse 23, and John also was baptizing in Anon, near to Salim, because there was much water there, and they came and were baptized. For John was not yet cast in the prison. Okay? So John was making the way straight. He was baptizing with water. Let's find out what else happens. Then there arose a question between some of John's disciples and the Hebrews about purifying. And they came unto John and said unto him, Teacher, he that was with thee beyond Jordan, to whom thou bearest witness, behold, the same baptizes, and all men come to him. John answered and said unto them, A man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. Ye yourselves bear witness of me, that I said, I am not Yahushua, but that I am sent before him. He that hath the bride, and who's the bride? Who we know that's Israel, is the bridegroom. He that has the bride is the bridegroom. Or you could say the husband. You know what I'm saying? Go back to the power authority. Okay, he that hath the bride, the woman, the church, like they like to say, the assembly, the bride, okay, the betrothed, is the bridegroom. But the friend of the bridegroom, which standeth and heareth him, rejoices greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy, therefore, is fulfilled. Okay? He, Yahushua, he must increase, but I must decrease. I'm giving you water baptism. He going to give you the holy, or the set-apart, I hate that word holy, the set-apart spirit. That's going to be your baptism. Let's read it. Let's read about it. It says, He must increase, but I must decrease. He that cometh from above is above all. He that is of the earth is earthy and speaketh of the earth. He that cometh from heaven is above all. And what he hath seen and heard, that he testifieth, and no man receiveth his testimony. He that hath received the testimony hath set to his seal that Yahuwah is true. You got the mark on you, the mark of Yahuwah. Many people's eyes are open, are opening up. Not all. Okay? We're going to get to that fulfillment, that Gentile fulfillment. What is that about? They lied to you about that too. That is speaking of the Hebrews waking up out of slumber. That's talking about the dry bones waking up. In the very end, the Most High tells the angels, or Yahushua tells the angels, he says, hold everything back till all the children are sealed. Sealed with what? The truth. They're waking up out of their slumber. Okay? That's what that's talking about. Read it again. He that hath received his testimony, which is the truth, hath set to his seal that Yahuwah is true. You got the truth. For he whom Yahuwah hath sent speaketh the word of Yahuwah. For Yahuwah giveth not the set-apart spirit by measure unto him. The Father loveth the Son and hath given all things into his hand. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of Yahuwah abideth on him. You got to have the truth. You can't be born again with a lie. You cannot be born again with a lie. How can you say that I'm saved when it tells us that we have to work out our salvation with fear? Y'all been lied to in Christianity or any other religious system. Or even if you know you're a Hebrew, you're still saying that stuff, I'm saved, I'm blessed, I'm not stressed. No, you're none of those things, because we all have to work out our salvation in fear. Study to show yourself approved. None of y'all can say, hey, I know for sure I'm going to be in that kingdom. I can't say that, because that's against the Father's word. Okay, family, we got to get to the truth, because people out there be lying, some little dirty dogs. And they shouldn't be doing that. shame on them. But the Father's going to deal with them. Okay, so we're going to find out more. Okay, we're going to actually go into why the people. Now, I want to take everybody because we read about being sanctified. I read that somewhere. Let me see. That was in what I just read. Hold up a second. I got to go back and forth. I believe it was in John. I just can't find the one scripture where I talked about sanctified. Give me a second. Let me see if I can find it real quick. You know, I read it to y'all, if y'all been paying attention. I'm fighting a screen that's doing things. Anyhow, I read it to you guys, and I'd have to go back through my notes. But, you know, you got to be sanctified, okay? You got to be, you know, you got to be born again. But when we get to understand, we're going to look at that word sanctified, okay? Sanctified. If you go into the Strong Concordance, you're going to find out it's a Greek word. It's a Greek word, and it's 37. When you look up it, it'll tell you it's a verb. Sanctified is a verb. It says, and I'm going to hit some more verses where that sanctified word is used. You're going to find out who's going to be born again, okay? You're going to find out the truth. When you look up the word sanctified, it's Greek 37. It's a verb. It tells you to separate from profane things and dedicate it to the Most High Yahuwah. Well, that sounds like when Yahushua and Yahuwah, they say, hey, come out from among them. How did it come out from among them? That's it. But that's what that says, to separate from profane things and dedicate it to the Most High. I'm looking up the word, family, just in case you don't know, is the word sanctified. Okay? That's what the Hebrew Israelites were told to do before they went into the Promised Land. Keep Kodesh, keep set apart. They like to put the word holy in there. It's all the same word, sanctified, holy, same word. Okay, so when you look at it, it says dedicated people to the Most High. Well, we know the Hebrews were dedicated to the Most High. We are inheritance of the Most High. Yahuwah is our inheritance, and we're his inheritance, as they say. But anyhow, or Yahushua, rather, if you really want to get technical with the words. But anyhow, it says to purify internally by renewing of the soul. What we know is renewing of the mind, body, and soul. You got to take off the old man and put on the new man. We're talking about the word sanctified. We're going to go further with that. You can go down and also precepted to saints, okay? You could, let me just go there. If you go a little bit further, family, if you look in the root etymology of the word sanctified, go to Greek 40, okay? Go to Greek 40. You guys can all do this with the Strong Concordance. I can give you guys a link if you really want to, but I didn't link everything up just to keep popping them. All you got to do is look up, and it's in my show notes, but if you go to Greek 40, which is going to be your root etymology of the word sanctified, it'll take you there. It'll say it's an adjective, the most holy thing, a saint. Okay, now we're talking about the saints of the Most High. See, we ain't talking about everybody. We're not speaking of everybody. And a lot of people believe we are speaking about everybody. But we're getting what the understanding of the word saint and sanctified means. Now, I got to take you somewhere. Oh, yeah. We're going to go to Romans 6. I want to read a little something to you guys because I want to hit this word, what Yahushua was speaking to the lost sheep of Israel about and why he said you have to be born again and get that full understanding of that word born again. Now, I had to take a sip of my tea. I'm the only one speaking right now. I tell you what I'm going to do, because I do need to take a bathroom break, and I am the only one teaching. Oh, I still got a caller. I'm going to see if I can get somebody to talk with me so that I can go to the restroom. Hold on. Okay. Looks like everybody already switched. Okay. Area code 740. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom. How are you, Sister Georgia?
I'm doing just fine. Who am I speaking to?
This is Stiletto, the church.
Hey, how you doing, brother?
No, I'm blessed by the best. How about yourself?
You know I'm doing good. Today is our day.
Come on, talk to me. You know?
That's right.
I'm just sitting up here driving and listening to you.
Oh, okay.
And you said something that really grabbed my attention about how, you know, people sit up and say, yeah, I'm for sure that I'm going to heaven. And, you know, when I tell people, I say, I'm not for sure. I just take life day by day. And I say, if the Father don't let me inside the kingdom, at least let me hold the door for those coming in. You know what I'm saying?
That's actually a very good saying. I never heard that before.
because I look at it like this. It's an honor to serve the Most High. And if you let your sin, it's only by His goodness and His grace and what His Son has done. And you know, I really appreciate you saying that, because when I try to tell people that, you know, they say, well, oh, you know, he's not saved, you know, he's unsure. So thank you, Sister Jordan.
Oh, well, you know what? I thank you, too, for pointing it out, because it's always good for a refresher when we have a brother or a sister come on and bring it up. So I thank you through the Most High, you know, through Yahushua. Hey, brother, you stay online. Don't leave us yet, because I want to go through just a little bit more information, okay?
I got my ears wide open.
Oh, that's what I want to hear. Okay, let me go ahead and put you on park for a second. I just want to finish this up because we got about 18 minutes left. Okay, thank you, brother. I'm gonna keep you there now. Hold on.
Do your thing.
All right, family. We got about 18 minutes left. I think everybody's already switched over, but I will say the number is 646-595-4111. We are speaking of born again by the set-apart spirit. We ain't talking about no set-apart water, bottle of bubbly water or a dirty pond or somebody's pool in a church that got green on the side. We ain't talking about dipping yourself in the water. The Father's not talking about it, so we're going to get to the truth. Now, let me go back to my show notes. I'm really surprised, family, because, you know, I didn't even have a voice. I think it was yesterday my voice was leaving. Father gave it to me today. I thank you, Father Yahuwah. In Yahushua's name, because I tell you, I was almost tempted to say, well, this time it would have been me saying, oh, I can't do the show because I didn't have a voice. But I have one today, so we're going to keep rolling. Now, family, we're going to go with the understanding, and we know to be sanctified. And when you look the word up, it's telling you that we are, when you look up the word sanctified, it says to be separate from profane things, and which is what we were told in the book of Judges, as well as the book of Joshua, as well as in the very beginning, which we're going to hit up on a second because it all connects, to show you who those saints are and who has to be born again. Okay. If you go to Romans 6, which we're going to go there right now, I'm going to read to you Romans 6. We're going to get a little understanding. Okay. This is Paul. This is his letter. Let's read. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Yahuwah forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know you not that so many of us as were baptized into Yahushua were baptized unto his death? He's asking questions. That's why I said, you know, I'm trying to stress my voice when it's a question. I'm going to do it again. I want to make sure. The first three verses in the letter are questions. This is Paul speaking, and then he's going to give you some understanding. Romans 6, verse 1. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? He's asking a question. Yahuwah forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized in Yahushua were baptized into his death? Okay, which makes no sense. Then he says in verse 4, therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Yahushua was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father Yahuwah, even so we also should walk in renewness of life. This is a spiritual thing. It's not that you got to be reborn through a woman. It's not that you got to go dip your little self in a glass of water, but it's, so we should walk in renewness of life. Same thing as spiritual. Take off the old man, put on the new man. It's nothing about the flesh getting circumcised. It's the circumcision of the heart. Everything is inward. You see what I'm saying, family? Let's go to a little bit more understanding. It says, For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Who are they speaking to? We're going to find out. Let's go on. Verse 6. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him. That's just your flesh. The old man, take off the old man, take off the flesh, put on the spiritual man, right? It says, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with Yahushua, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that hence we should not serve sin. This goes right back into Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. Okay, we're going to hit it in case y'all don't know, look it up, but I'm going to keep going on. For he that is dead is free from sin. Now, if we be dead with Yahushua, we believe that we shall also live with him, Yahushua. Knowing that Yahushua, being raised from the dead, dieth no more, death hath no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once. But in that he liveth unto Yahuwah. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto Yahuwah through Yahushua, our Redeemer. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, in your flesh body. Let not sin therefore reign in your flesh bodies, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. The many ribs, woman, obey your husband, shut up, be quiet, you don't have a mouth unless your husband tell you, all them lies. No, there's a proper order of a marriage, yes, but not what they're talking about, family. You women, get out there and teach the word. Okay, somebody of the lust has pulled something over your eye. We're going to talk about the origin of that, too. You're going to see. Watch. Going on, it tells us in verse 13, neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourself unto Yahuwah as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto the Most High Yahuwah. For sin shall not have dominion over you. For, and you can't capture sin. That's a spiritual thing. That's an understanding. You either go follow the Father's word or you're not. So it's spiritual we're talking here, right? It says for sin, you could, the act itself is a physical act, mainly. But you could, like he said, you could look upon a woman and lust. That lust is an act. But the sin itself is something spiritual because it comes from the Father. I hope you're getting it. Okay, it says, for sin shall not have dominion over you. For ye are not under the law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? Yahuwah forbid. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourself servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness? He's asking questions here, family. But you will be thanked that ye were the servants of sin. Okay, let me read this again. I want to make sure I get this right because I like to express my voice in a certain way. I'm going to go back to 16. These are questions Paul's saying. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourself servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. That's a question. But Yahuwah be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered unto you. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as ye have yielded your members servants to uncleanliness and to iniquity unto iniquity, even so now yield your members servants to righteousness unto set apartness. For when ye were servants of sin, ye were free from righteousness. What fruit had ye then in those things whereof ye are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now being made free from sin and becoming servants to Yahuwah, ye have your fruit unto set apartness and the everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of the Most High Yahuwah is eternal life through Yahushua, our Redeemer. Now, when were we first hearing about this sanctified to Yahuwah? Okay, because it told us that we had to be sanctified here. Okay, sanctified. Let me see. I wish I would have highlighted this. I don't think I had a chance to or didn't take one of the two. But we just read out of Romans 6. We know that we are sanctified. Everybody likes to use, I'm sanctified. Well, let's look at it. Okay, let's just look at it. Who was it, family? When was the first time you ever heard about the word sanctified? We know that goes along with the people of the Most High. So if you know anything, if you know the truth, you know he's talking about the Hebrew Israelites, because this is our history book, and we were the children of the Most High. Okay, so sanctified. Okay, to Yahuwah. When were we first sanctified to Yahuwah? Okay, let's look at it. Go back in Genesis chapter 2. I'm going to take you there. When you go to Genesis chapter 2, okay, go ahead and read. Go ahead and read in verse 1 and 2. It says, thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. Okay, this is the division of the sixth day to the seventh day. Let's go on. And on the seventh day, Yahuwah ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all the work which he had made. Now we can read this on how, watch. Yahuwah blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all the work which, and they put the word God in there. Okay, I'll leave that word and just say Yahuwah. But for sake being, you know that that Lord God in Genesis 1 of making of the mankind was not the same as what they're speaking of in chapter 2 of Genesis, although we know nothing can be done. Satan can't do what he gonna do unless the Most High allows it. So understand that. Yes, it may be something else that did a little creating, but the Most High allowed those mankind to be created by the angels. But he resides over all. Okay? Yahushua, the power of authority up in the heavenlies, because the word was there in the beginning. Let's not get it twisted, okay? So when we read that on the chapter 3 of Genesis chapter 2, it says, Yahuwah blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all the work which Yahuwah created and made. Now we know, if we're talking about sanctified, which it says, Yahuwah blessed the seventh day. What's the seventh day? That's our Shabbat. Y'all know that. And he sanctified it. Okay? When you go look up that word, family, and I'm going to look it up for you. Okay, it's got a lot of parts to it, but it's good. When you go look up the word sanctify, you're going to get the Hebrews 69:42. Okay, 69:42, it means Kodesh. Prayfully, I got the right word here. Or is it rest? I think it's, I'll double check, because I do have my notes kind of mixed up. Make sure I got the right word. Yeah, that's the right word, Kodesh. As a matter of fact, I'll give it to you on the chat line if you're still there. Okay, if you're still on the chat line, I'm giving you the link where I'm at, okay? That's the kind of the blue letter Bible lexicon, okay? But that is the word for sanctified, okay? That's the word for sanctified. When we go look at that word, sanctified, which is Hebrews 69:42, Kodesh, which is set apart, okay? And it tells us that Yahuwah blessed the seventh day, or the Shabbat day, which is the day of rest, and he sanctified that day. Okay, when we look at the word sanctified, it goes to Hebrews 69:42, which means Kodesh, set apart. Same word that they use for holy. It's all the same word. It's a verb. Okay, it says to consecrate, to sanctify, prepare, dedicate. Okay, be set apart, be sanctified, be separate, to be set apart, to be honored, to be treated as sacred, keep sacred, dedicate. You should be hearing the same group of words. It says in the Authorized Version, they give you dedicate, purify, sanctify. You go in the lexicon, help, it tells you to be set apart, sacred. So we're getting the understanding that the word sanctified means to be set apart. who was told in the scripture to be set apart, family? Who was told to come out from among her? If you really understand the truth as is written, if your loins are girt about with truth and you're reading as is written in the Bible, who was told to stay away from all them other heathens? Back in the Old Covenant, now in the New Covenant, when we were considered lost sheep or Gentiles, we're told to come out from among her. Come on, come out from among the heathens. We were set right and scattered right in the midst of all the heathens, all the nations, all the hybrids, all the giants, whatever you want to call them. They were not sent by our Father. Who was told that? We're getting it right here. Who was created separately from the nations, or shall I say mankind, the male and the female, in Genesis chapter 1? Go to Genesis chapter 2, and they tell you it wasn't a man to till the field. Well, that was the formation of Adam from the dust of the ground, who was given the breath of life and became a living soul. Okay? He was created when? When was he formed? We just read about it in Genesis chapter 2. After everything was finished and the Most High rested on the seventh day, he ended all the work which he had made. Okay? Then we go to verse 3. It says, and Yahuwah blessed this seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all the work which he had created and made. He'd done with that. That was the first 6 days. Now, who is the set-apart one? Who is the sanctified one? Who is the one to be sacred? Let's keep going. Let's keep going. 4 of Genesis chapter 2. These are the creations of the heaven and the earth when they were created, in the day that Yahuwah made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew. For Yahuwah had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. But there went up a mist from the earth, and watered the whole face of the ground. And Yahuwah formed man, not mankind, but man, one man, not male and female, but one man, of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. He became a living soul. Okay, he has the ruach. He has the set-apart spirit. And Yahuwah planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. So we see in that, when we look up this word sanctified and all this, and we keep reading words like to be sacred, kept sacred, okay, to be honored, to be set apart, and we understand that the Hebrews were set apart. It don't talk about no other nation. It talks about the Father's creation. Okay, y'all just getting, I'm just getting to the truth with many people don't want to look at, but we're going to get there. Because we're looking at that word sanctified. What was sanctified? From the beginning, it was the Hebrews. You could take Matthew and Luke, look all the way from Yahushua to Adam, and those were the sanctified people. They were given the breath of life. They were told to be Kodesh, set apart, and they didn't hearken to our Father's word. They didn't obey. And now, when we get to the New Testament or New Covenant, they are known as lost sheep, which Yahushua came back for. He's telling them, you got to be born again. By what? The word, which is what? It says the water. Remember, Yahushua was the living fountain, the living water. And by the set-apart spirit. Okay? That was the breath of life that was given only to the Hebrews. It never said the male and female had the breath of life. They were empty vessels. That's why they were fitting extensions for Genesis 6 angel fall. They were the ones that were told to multiply. Let's get it together, right? Okay, let's keep going on. All right. They're giving me 90 seconds, family. Give me 90 seconds. I'm going to close out my chat line, but I do want to thank everybody who has come out to sojourn with Israel. I'm closing up the chat line, and I just thank you guys for coming out to sojourn with Israel, family members. Hey, we got about a minute left if you want to switch over, because I'm not done yet. Oh, no, I'm not done. Go and call in. You got about a minute left. 646-595-4111. I tell everybody, hey, if you sin, hey, repent, because now we have that connection to our Father in Yahushua's name. If you want to know the truth, study to show yourself approved, always seeking guidance through the Ruach that was given to you. And repent if you sin, because you can't be doing all kind of foulness and thinking you're going to dip yourself in some water and the Father just love you. You didn't murder people. You didn't lie. You didn't sin. You didn't cheat your brother out of stuff. You didn't fornication, adultery. No, it don't work like that. Okay, so repent. Come out from among them. That was the nature of the Gentiles, not us. We did it too. But, hey, the Father gave us his only begotten Son, so Let's take advantage of the forgiveness of sins through the death, burial, and resurrection. And now let's take advantage of what the Father gave us, the gift of Ruach. The gift of the Ruach. They keep cutting me off. 10 seconds. Hey, I think we're off the air, but shalom, Shabbat shalom, everyone. And we're going to continue on with the truth of the Father's word. Now, going on. I'm not done. I am nowhere near done. All right. Let's get to it. Let's get to it. Let's get to it. So we're getting an understanding about this seventh day, this set apart, this blessed, this Kodesh day. Okay? A lot of people don't want to look at it that way, but that's what the word says. You look it up. You know it's true, especially if you're a teacher. I don't know why y'all don't go back to the very beginning. Why y'all lying to the people? Is it that you've never been taught this? Well, I'm going to teach you now. I will teach you now. See? Father gave you a gift. I'm going to teach you now. So let's go and find out the truth of all this. Okay, so it tells us in verse 6, but there went up a mist of the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. And Yahuwah formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And Yahuwah planted a garden eastward in Eden because he wanted to keep his creation set apart, sanctified, okay, Kodesh, set apart from all the other mankind out there. Let's read what it says. Yahuwah planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. Not the ones that were made of male and female, but the man who he formed. He put him in that garden to set him apart from the other creations, okay? And Yahuwah said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet for him. See, he loved both of his creations, not just the man. He loved the woman too. Women, daughters of Israel, not of Zion, because we're not speaking of the whole assembly. I'm speaking to the women. Father love you too. Don't fall for the lies of this world. Okay? A lot of y'all been listening to a lot of nonsense. I hope the Father is reaching you right now. Father, I call upon your blessing to remove the blinders on the daughters of Israel, to remove the blinders from their eyes so they can see the truth within your word. Father, that you flow with them in Yahushua's name. I cast all evil that has been blocking the truth. I ask for the Father's blessing upon you, that you can receive the truth. This is a blessing for all Israel, because the Father loved his sons and he loved his daughters. So we're going to keep going on. I just had to say it because I felt it. Okay, let's go on. So it said that it is not good that his creation that was formed from the dust of the ground, called man or Adam, should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet. Okay? Verse 21, and Yahuwah caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs. We know that they use ribs as a rib, smorgasbord of ribs to say this man could have many wives, but that's not the way it was. It was not like that in the beginning. We're going to find it out. So he took one of the ribs, or the DNA, and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib, or the DNA, which Yahuwah, the Father, had taken from Adam, man, he made he a woman, and he brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh, and she shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh, one DNA makeup, of the same kind, just like the male and the female, along with the beast of the field and every foul bird and everything else that was considered unclean that boarded the ark two by two. Hey, they were after their kind. Father had to make Adam, the man, okay, a helpmeet after his own kind. She was taken directly from his DNA. If you know they use DNA to duplicate. It's the same thing. You can't tell the original from the one that's duplicated. It's the same thing. Okay? It says, and they shall be one flesh. Okay, let's go on. Now, we're getting a little understanding where the sanctified and who was sanctified in the very beginning. Who was created on a blessed, on a Shabbat, on a set-apart Kodesh sacred day? And well, it was the Hebrew Israelites. Not only were they created on day seven, but they were set apart into a garden. Okay? The Father wanted his creation separate. Okay. So this was the beginning of the saints of the Most High. Because remember, the word sanctify is speaking of saints. Well, you could read about where and how you know that we're the saints. Go right back to the very beginning, the two creations. We were that sanctified, Kodesh, set apart people through Adam that you can link all the way to Yahushua from Matthew and Luke when you go in the New Covenant. All right. In case some people didn't know that, I had to throw it out. So this was the beginning of the Hebrew nation right there in Genesis chapter 2. Okay, who was never told to multiply, but we know they did. So don't get it confused. Don't get it twisted, and don't be deceived. People are out there to deceive you. Okay? Now, these were specially formed beings. Okay, they were formed, they were given the breath of life, they were set apart. For who? For the Most High and for Yahushua. That's what we've been reading about, to be sanctified, to be in truth to Yahushua. Okay? Remember, the word was in the beginning, it was there. All right, I want to take you guys to 1 Corinthians, and I'm going to read verse 15 through, 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I'm going to be reading verses 39 to 58 to get a little bit more understanding, because I want to tie this in. Well, you got to be born again. We know the children of Israel were originally created on a set apart Kodesh blessed day, but they fell out the garden. And ever since we fell out the garden, we got the flesh upon us, which is the sin, because through that old serpent called the devil and the beast of the field, which was right there with the mankind, we know that we kept sinning with mankind. We kept letting our mind, our hedges down, and letting the others affect us. We can read about that all through the old covenant. Well, we were supposed to be Kodesh. And that's why the Father took that other nation and chastised us with. Told us in the book of Judges 2, I'm getting ready to chastise you with these other nations and their deities and their daddies. And nobody talking about it. They tell you one thing about being born again, throwing yourself in some water, you know, and people believe it. Huh. We better get for the real here. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 15, verses 39 through 58. 39, it reads, all flesh is not the same flesh. But there is one kind of flesh of men, another flesh of beasts, another of fish, and another of birds. Now, that's in the beginning, Genesis chapter 1, with the male and female, okay? There are also celestial bodies and bodies terrestrial. But the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. There is one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars, for one star differs from another star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. Who does this starting to sound like, family? This is something we're looking forward to, right? Okay, this is what all of the new covenant's about. Let's read about it. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body, and there is a spiritual body. And so it is written, let's get to what's written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. It doesn't say the first male and female that the gods created or the angels created. No, it don't say the ones that were just made, okay, right along with the beast. It says, verse 45, and so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. He got the breath of life. He was formed from the dust of the ground on a Shabbat sanctified blessed day. Okay? A sacred day. The last man, Adam, was made a quickening spirit. Okay? Howbeit that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural, and afterwards that which is spiritual. Okay? So the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. Who is the last man, Adam? Is that not Yahushua? And is that not how we will be made a quickening spirit at the end? But the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. He was made in the earth, but the Father took him out of the earth, put him into the garden, okay, in the set-apart place, gave him the ruach, the breath of life, before he went into the garden, And he had a spiritual body because he was able to communicate with the Most High. And he was right next to the Tree of Life, as well as that wicked one that crept in. But let's go on, because we're going to get to some understanding. Why you got to be born again? It says, how be it that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural, and afterwards that which is spiritual. The first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is Yahuwah from heaven, Yahushua from heaven. After is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy, and as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the earth, that's our flesh, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of Yahuwah, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. You cannot take a corrupted body, which is flesh, dip it in water, and think now it's incorruptible, you're born again, you have a new man on. No. It's a renewing of the mind and the body, the spirit, the set-apart spirit. Okay? It's hearing the truth of the word and accepting it and believing upon the truth, believing on Yahushua as is written. You ain't going to get born again if while you're in a religious system, if you want to accept the truth of the word, if you want to accept that the Father said that ye are my children, those of you who fit the curses. I mean, I don't know who all you are, so I got to throw it like that. But we know that you have to be of the lineage of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You have to fit the curses that went on Israel. Not a piece of land, not the Israeli Jews, but the truth of the word. You have to understand who was Yahushua returning back for. Was it the whole world? To say, I love the whole world? Sin, 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 and dip your little behind in some water and nah, I really love you. Come on, let's get in that kingdom. No, that's not the truth. And you are not saved. And you are not born again unless you have the truth. So let's read on here. It says, verse 50, now this I say, brethren, now this I say, Hebrews, children of the Most High, that flesh and blood cannot enter into the kingdom of the Most High, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. You cannot enter into that kingdom with a fleshly mind thinking fleshly things. You read it, oh, it said the children of Israel did this in the old covenant. Now Yahushua came, but hey, we still going to follow what the children who were in sin through the flesh had the law but kept breaking the law. We're going to do back what they did. My children are destroyed for lack of knowledge. They're destroyed for lack of knowledge. They got, okay, I'm going to be nice. I'm going to be very nice about this. We know that you have to have a spiritual mindset, a new man put on. You cannot be in the old ways. The old ways got us nowhere. We were given all the laws, commandments, judgments, ordinances. It did not save us. Yahushua, he took all our sins upon him, now making it spiritual. John the Baptist gave, he was a forerunner of Yahushua. He was doing water baptism of the flesh. But when Yahushua increased, John decreased, and the spiritual understanding was there. Many people rejected it, as they do today. They rejected it. They rejected the truth of the word. The word was in the beginning. The word was Yahushua. Okay? Many people rejected this. Let's find out what else they say here. It says in verse 54, so when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O sting, where is thy, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin. The strength of sin is the law. But thank be to Yahuwah, which giveth us the victory through our Redeemer Yahushua. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unremovable, always abounding in the work of Yahuwah, forasmuch as ye know that your labor is not in vain in Yahushua. Family, this is a spiritual thing, and I pray that you guys are seeing it. Listen, if the flesh ritual of water baptism could save you from your sins, then Yahushua is in vain. Okay? He came in vain. He died for the sins of the world, as they put it, but of Israel, the lost sheep of the house of Israel, all of Israel. Hey, that was in vain. And also, why are we warned to be concerned of the death of the spirit and not of the flesh? Why are we warned of this? Okay? Are we in vain speaking the truth of being born again? I mean, does it matter? Is it okay if you believe upon Yahushua, but you go dip yourself in some water and you claim to be born again or sanctified or blessed and not stressed and saved and all this stuff? Is it going to affect you? Well, look, let's look at it. If the flesh ritual of water baptism could save you from your sin, there would be no purpose for the new covenant. It would be no purpose for Yahushua. Everything he did for us would be in vain, right? And if that were really in vain, then why are we warned concerning the death of the spirit and not of the flesh? We are told that if we... Now, I'm going to see. I'm going to just go there. Okay, Ephesians 4, family. Ephesians 4. I'll pick up... let me see. Hold up a second, family. I got to make sure my oh, it's broke again. God darn it. Okay, I can't double check it that way. It's just the way my notes look. But everybody know that verse. It says, don't worry about him who can kill the flesh, but worry about him who can kill the ruach and the flesh and the set-apart spirit. That's who we got to be worried for. Why is it then if that ritual of water baptism, if that can save you from your sins, then why are we warned about the flesh? You know, don't worry about the flesh. Are we worried about the spiritual? You know what I'm saying? I'm probably confusing people. We are warned about the spiritual, not the flesh. Okay, we are warned that. But that would make no sense if what Yahushua came to do, which was through his death, burial, and resurrection, we are saved through Yahushua. Okay, and the belief upon Yahushua. Okay, because he saved us from our sins. But it would make no sense if you don't believe one, but you say it, but you don't believe it, and you're still dipping yourself in water thinking the water can save you. No, it's not the water that can save you. It's Yahushua. That's our Redeemer. Okay, now, both in 1 Corinthians 15 as well as Ephesians 4, I'm just going to read verses. I'm going to go here and there with it, so I'll just tell you which verses I'm reading. My first read... to give you a little understanding, we're going to go to verses 3 through 6, and then I'll tell you where else I go in Ephesians 4. It says, endeavoring to keep the unity of the set-apart spirit in the bonds of peace, in the bonds of shalom. There is one body and one set-apart spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling, one Father, one faith, one baptism. Or I could say one teacher, one faith, and one baptism. We're not talking about John the Baptist no more. We're talking about Yahushua. There's only one baptism, family, and that's a spiritual baptism. That's why Yahushua poured the Ruach was given to us as soon as he sat at the right hand of the Father. Okay? Then go to the book of Acts and get understanding about that Ruach that fell upon the Hebrews and the lost sheep, the ones that were there and got the understanding. Okay, and I can't say it fell upon all the lost sheep at that point, but it definitely fell on the people who were supposed to go teach the lost sheep and the women. They were there too. I don't want to leave them out. Okay, let's go on. I'm going to pick up at verse 12 and I'm going to read on down. For the perfecting of the saints, and we know that the word sanctified is speaking of the saints, G40, saints, okay? And it links it right back to those sanctified ones in the very beginning in Genesis on day 2 creation, known as the Hebrews. You could verify it through Adam and Eve, and go right back to Matthew and Luke and look up the lineage, you'll see that Adam was all the way in there. We know Eve is in there too, okay, because she came from his DNA. She's the same as him, right? We know that. One flesh, okay, his own kind. Go all the way to Matthew, Luke. You get the understanding right there. That's who the saints were. Going straight down to Yahushua, okay? Those are your Hebrews. So since we have that understanding, we understand the one teacher, the one teaching, the one faith, and one baptism. One creator, okay, and father of all, that's Yahuwah, that's the proper word of authority, who is above all and through all and in you all. Who? The saints. Children of the Most High. 12 gates got 12 names on it. That's your saints. Okay? The new kingdom. It says, verse 12, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of the Yahushua. The saints go, my voice is starting to act up, family. We just read about power authority is Yahuwah. Then we're going to hear about the saints and Yahushua. We know that the saints, Israel, does not come above Yahushua in the power of authority. They come afterwards. It does not say a man. It does not say a woman. It says the saints, the children of the Most High, those ones that were created, sanctified, blessed on that particular day. Adam and Eve were created on the seventh day, okay, on the Shabbat day. That's why it says that the Shabbat, man was not made for the Shabbat. Talk about the Hebrews, but the Shabbat was made for man because it was only 6 days. The Father put a seventh day just for the special formation of Adam and Eve, okay? See? Okay, but anyhow, let's go on. Okay, it says, verse 12, it says, and I'm reading out of Ephesians 4, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Yahushua. Okay? It's only one body, too, by the way, family. Is we are all going to be one with Yahuwah and Yahushua. Okay? So let's not get that twisted up either. People think, I don't know, they think the woman's going to be trailing on the side, a rib's going to be falling out of his pocket. I don't know. Hey, let's go on. It says, verse 13, till we all come in unity of faith. The only people they mentioned was the Most High Yahuwah, they mentioned Yahushua, and they mentioned the saints, which is Israel. Okay? That's only three. It says, till we all come in the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of Yahuwah, unto a perfect man, unto a perfect person, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Yahushua. Okay? That we henceforth be no more, that this is what I talked about, the fullness of Yahushua, until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. They're talking about the Hebrews who have now have been asleep in slumber, who have not gotten the truth. The dry bones have not woken up yet. Yahushua is going to wait for every single Hebrew to wake up out of their state of slumber. But all Israel is not of Israel, so some will not be woken up that you believe are Hebrews, even if they come in the same family. You see? That time of the Gentile being fulfilled, everybody been waiting on thinking it's the white man or all the other nations. No, it's talking about Israel waking up out of their slumber. Let's get assurance on that. We're going to continue reading of Ephesians 4, and I'm going to go back to verse 13 and move on with it. Till we all come into the unity of faith. Matter of fact, let's go to 12. We've got to put 12 in there. Let me see if I want to start 12. No. I want to go back a little further. I'm sorry, family. We got time. Because I want to make sure y'all getting this, the Gentiles, the time of the Gentiles, because people are using this, and I used to use it too, because I when I thought I was a Hebrew, I was going to who? The men teachers. That's what they were saying. Okay, it sounded good, because when you look at the scriptures, yes, but when the Father opens your eyes, you got to start teaching the truth. So we're going to do that here. If you go to Ephesians 4, I want y'all to get this. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the set-apart spirit in the bonds of shalom. There is one body, one set apart spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. One teacher or one master, one faith, one baptism, all spiritual. One creator and father of all, who is above all and through all and in all. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Yahushua, till we all come in the unity of faith and of knowledge of the Son of the Most High, Yahushua, unto a perfect man, until the measure of the stature of the fullness of Yahushua. Now, let's find out what this is, this fullness is speaking of. The fullness of Yahushua. It says in verse 14, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men, and cunning craftiness. Same craftiness was in the beginning that made Cain, okay, hey, it is what it is. Whereby they lie in wait to deceive. You can read about that in the book of Joshua and Judges. Okay, same people. Who's there to deceive you? Okay, but more important, we were considered Gentiles because we knew not our father. We can get that from Judges 2 as well and go forward and listen to all the problems that Yahushua, John the Baptist, Paul, all the apostles, and the people trying to speak the truth to the lost sheep went through. So right here in verse 14, it says, these Gentiles, keep in mind the fullness of Yahushua. Keep in mind, verse 14, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine. That's why Paul had to rebuke through those letters. By the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they live, while they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Yahushua. So it's talking about the saints, the perfecting of even the lost sheep who are called Gentiles. When that fullness comes in, when those lost sheep, the Ezekiel 37 dry bones get woken up and they get to the truth, when the fullness of them are gathered in, and the perfecting of the saints, of the assembly of true Israel, because all Israel is not of Israel, family, that when that happens, it tells us the power of authority, that who's over us, that we may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Yahushua. That's your power of authority. We know above Yahushua is his father, Yahuwah. I only hear three. Where is 4 and 5 and 6 coming from in this world? Who's teaching this? Is this according to our Father's word, I ask you? Do you love, I'm putting you to the fire, Hebrew Israelites, do you love the Father as is written, and his word as is written in truth? Are your loins girded properly in truth? You're only going to read about three powers of authority, and it's Yahuwah, Yahushua, and the assembly, which is called the woman, is also called the saints. Hey, it's right here. We just read it. Now, let's go a little further. It says, this I say, therefore, and testify in Yahushua, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk. He's telling you about the time of the Gentiles coming in, the fulfillment of it, right here. You were at one time called Gentiles. Remember, we read that in the beginning of Ephesians. Let's go here. This I say, therefore, and testify in Yahushua. This is Paul, family. That ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of Yahuwah through the ignorance that is in them, the ones who's trying to teach you, because of the blindness of their heart. Ooh, baby, let's go on. Who being past feeling, have given themselves over unto lavishness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. But ye have not so learned Yahushua. If so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Yahushua, that ye put off concerning the former conversations of the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed, how? Born again, how? In the spirit, in the set-apart spirit of your mind. And that ye put on the new man, which after Yahuwah is created in righteousness and true set-apartness. Okay, family? All right. that takes you back. All the verses I've read go back and forth through Ephesians. It's going to piggyback on everything we read today. The same words are being spoken of again. But you ought to know just by the truth of the Father's word, if he flows in you and through you, and you can get the understanding of the truth, he ain't talking about none of the flesh. And he is talking about his people that born again because we were known as Gentiles. We had gotten away from the truth of the Father. We knew not the Father, many of us. Some of us still don't know the Father. Some of us want to go and listen to the scribes and the Pharisees who yell out, "The law, the law says the law." Look, you go ahead and believe that nonsense when we can read the truth of the word, which we have just done. You better make sure you know you're right. If that's your belief, and if who you following telling you to go, let's go be in a civilization, and we will get away from this, we saving ourselves, basically, and you think you, oh, Father ain't smiling at you, you better make sure you know you following the right, the truth, and not somebody who crept in unawares, okay? Somebody who crept in unawares, and their understanding, and let me just read it again because some of y'all got to hear this, who being past feeling have given themselves over to lavishness, to work all uncleanliness with greediness, but ye have not so learnt Yahushua. If so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Yahushua, that you put off concerning the former conversation that old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and you have to be renewed in the set apart spirit of your mind, giving the understanding, and that you put on the new man, which is after Yahuwah, is created in righteousness and in true set apartness. And I can't get no clearer than that. A lot of people telling a lot of people a lot of unrighteous things, and we have been teaching from the very day one. Same thing. You ain't got to backpack yourself. You ain't got to dip your behind in some water. You don't have to go get circumcised. You don't have to you got liberty, and many of you don't know about your liberty. You got the liberty, and you got the word. You got the power with you. It's no longer that we got to carry around an ark, because it's right in us. Yahushua and Yahuwah, they dwell right in us. You got the power. Wake up. Start flipping the scriptures open and reading. Simple. Simple, family. Very simple. Let me go ahead and check. Family, I want to give everybody the opportunity at this time, push number one button. If I said something that was unclear, or if you just want to praise the Father, or if you want to read another additional verse that I did not include, because there's many of them out there, go ahead and push the number one button. I'm going to see your hand up, and I'm going to bring you on so that you can give your testimony. Or you could read a scripture. Or, hey, you might just want to sing, "Praise you, Yahuwah." You know, I think that's why I don't have a voice, because I have been, excuse me, I have been praying quite a bit and singing. My voice is gone. Anyway, this was a try week for me, and I tell you, the Father's word did not come back void. My family came through for me. My family came through for me. I'm talking about my spiritual family. I'm not talking about just, okay, that's my mother, that's my brother. No, no, no. We're talking about, just like Yahushua said, my family, spiritual ones who hear the Father's word. Okay? Well, we need them. They're right there for us, and they do come through for us. And that's the most beautiful thing. You know I felt love left and right. I got people writing me letters, beautiful letters, beautiful letters. You know, I really do need to take more time off and recuperate, I'll be honest with you. But I tell you what, when I laid my head on that pillow last night, oh, it was the best rest I ever got, because my family was, they heard me, okay? And it wasn't so much what I said, but they felt me through the Ruach. That communication can go left and right. You know, somebody else might put music behind a prayer. Let me stop. But they might. They might put music behind a prayer. But you can hear that it's not sincere. But my family heard me. You know? The Father's right in the midst of us right now. I don't care that we're by phone line. Hey, the Father is right in the midst of us right now. You know? We all one. We just don't, some of us don't know it, but we all one. I cannot just sit by if I see one of my family members hurt. I got to do all that I can do, whatever it is. I'm not saying that we the richest people in the world, because we know that we are no longer the head but the tail. But if there is something that we can do, even if it's a word, You know, I had sisters calling me up and brothers writing me as well as calling me with Bible verses. Family, that's what we're supposed to turn to. And it felt good. I was reading the Bible at home. You know, I was reading our history book at home, but it felt good that somebody gave me an encouraging word. Many gave love offerings. That's wonderful because we do need that as well. But the word, you know, some, a couple people said, you know, how they understood with the teaching. You know, because sometimes I wonder, am I saying it right? Are people getting it? You know? But those are the things that I thank the Father for every day. I thank the Father for giving us his word, for waking dry bones up, for allowing us to teach, for giving us that truth, for letting us see the lies throughout all the, or rather, the truth throughout all the lies. Because there's many lies, you know, many lies out here. And this born again, I've heard people say all kind of ridiculous stuff. I let you listen to a couple of MP3s, and you know what's been in the world because we were all of the world before. We were right there in Christianity. And some of us, I met a young man today who told me he was a Muslim. I said, oh, boy. But we were all in some form of lie. So when the Father has opened our eyes and we can now see and we realize that we have the power, we have the Ruach, we have the set-apart Ruach to get the understanding, to speak his truth, to do his truth, it's all on the inward, not on the outward, where we can, we sin, we repent instantly and come back to our Father in righteousness and truth with all faith and believing upon his word, not being afraid, because he didn't give us no spirit of fear, to know that his word says that not one hair on our heads will be singed, that there could be 1,000 falling apart, dying on left and right, but we will be taken care of, family. If you don't have faith upon the Father's word, you could mumble jumble all you want in New Covenant, and then you get out there and say you're going to build a little civilization and charge people for the word and or whatever, or you're going to take a whole congregation out to Egypt or somewhere, but you understand the word. You can't put two precepts together, most of them. All flesh, if it ain't in writing, they can't see it. Family, time is short. I'm not speaking negatively about anybody, but I'm trying to say some things that I hope that you're listening. Really start paying attention to what's being done. Many people want to take you down a wrong road. They want to take you a little to the right, a little to the left. Uh-uh. We've been warned too many times that certain men crept in unawares. Men doesn't mean men, it means men and women. Certain people crept in to teach you something that looks and sounds so much like the truth, but isn't. See, the Ruach is what is allowed to give you that understanding. The Father gave it to us as a gift. Is that the truth? Well, how do you know? Well, first of all, you should know the mother fruit, and all you got to do is open the book and learn our history and what the Father wanted us to know. If it's not according to the Father's word, there ain't no truth there. So if you go find that maybe one time a person might mess up, but when you see that they're publishing books behind this lie and they're selling the word behind a lie and they're making DVDs behind a lie, that's too many lies. Dang, if you can't handle the truth, if you can't chew the meat and spit out all the fat and all the rotten stuff, certain sites y'all don't need to be going to. If you can't see how it sounds good, it sounds close to the truth, but is it the truth? Because, see, you'll know if you read the Father's word. It said if that time wasn't cut short, even the very elect could be deceived. Look, that's scary, family. That's scary because that tells you that deception is going to be really thick, really, really good. So we got to keep faithfully in our Father's word, studying our Father's word to get the truth of our Father's word so we are not deceived. You know if you're the elect. I don't have to tell you if you're elect. It's not just a man. Don't let nobody fool you. It's a children of the Most High. But he has his fingers set out. Look, many are called, but few are chosen. It don't say many men are called and only men are chosen. It don't say that. Even the words that go around the election of the 144. That's not men. You better go look up those words. That is the children of the Most High. And it don't say that men are allowed to teach. Paul was rebuking that stuff. Y'all better get to the real, get to the spiritual. See, that's why I keep telling everybody, you ain't going to get in that kingdom unless you come back spiritual. Because through the flesh is where we kept making our mistake, the understanding of the flesh. You can't get the truth in the Father's word unless you come spiritual to where he can give you that truth. The flesh gets you in trouble. Many of these people teach flesh. They can't, if they can't read it, they can't see it or understand it. They have eyes, but they're blind guides. Now, I think I said enough on that. I'm done. Hey, family, it's been beautiful. I'm going to have to close up the show because, you know, it is what it is. You know, this is the truth of the Father's word. People get mad behind this stuff. But, hey, I'm not telling you nothing that's not in the scripture, and you know it. I haven't told the Gentile anything bad about themselves but what is truth. And as far as being born again, it ain't by the flesh. It's by the Ruach. So with that said, I am done. Nobody raised their hand, so I'm going to assume that you guys got the understanding. Hey, I just want to thank each and every one of you for sojourning with us today or tonight. Hey, who knows? You know me. Sometime I can pop up another show tomorrow because I do have a lot to talk about. Uh-oh, we got somebody want to say something. Hold up. I was getting ready. Yo, y'all caught me because I was just ready to click that buzzer. Hold on a second, family. Let me open up here. And I think I know who this is. Uh-oh, let's see. Okay. Shabbat Shalom, area code 203.
Shabbat Shalom, Georgia.
How you doing, my sister? This is Sister Evelyn, everybody. How you doing, sister?
I'm doing good. I just wanted to say one scripture, and I think this is the scripture that you were talking about, but you could tell me if it is. It says, sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth. That's
there you go, sister.
John 17, verse 17.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's the scripture you were looking for.
I think I had that one, but that is good to repeat because it was another one in there, though. But I'm glad you repeated it so everybody gets it. Say it again, please.
John chapter 17, verse 17. It says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth.
I don't think it could get any more clearer than that. When you understand what those words, sanctify, Kodesh, being born again, mean, I didn't even go into it, family. And sister, I want you to say something in a second. Let me just say this because I forgot. You go look up the word born again, I think in what we just read out of, which was what?
John 3.
Yeah, and then go look, I think it's in Ephesians, or it might be in Corinthians, I can't remember. But look up the other word of, I'm having it in the show notes, born again. That's two different born-agains, okay? And it's both taken out of the New Covenant, but it still means basically the same thing, but it's two different understandings to where you know that it's not talking to the Gentiles. It's talking about a renewing of the mind and the body of the spirit. It's talking about it's just different. I really want to point that out, and my notes are a little jumbled, but I'll have it in my show notes, okay? But check it out when you see it, okay? Sister, what you got to say about today's lesson?
I was just calling to thank you for the labor of love that you have for the people of Yahuwah, and it was an excellent lesson.
Well,
excellent
sister,
lesson.
Thank you. Sister Evelyn is one of the people that I was thanking Yahuwah for because I tell you, she really does quite a bit come through and give me scripture. We pray together, you know, and I really appreciate that because a lot of times many people don't realize, but I start feeling a little down. I feel down because I feel that I'm speaking and I don't know if I'm speaking it correctly with the right words to give you the understanding. So it makes me feel bad, you know, because I keep thinking, why aren't they getting it? Well, am I saying it not right? So, you know, she calls me up, you know, from time to time and she goes to scripture and, you know, we talk. And that's good. I appreciate her. So I thank the Father for you, sister. I really do.
Thank you.
Did you want to say anything else, sister, before
What was I going to say? Only that the enemy tries to attack us with, you know, like frustration and something like that, you know, and he wants us to eat out of his plate. Instead of continuing to eat out of the Father Yahuwah's plate. So when sometimes if you get frustrated, say, oh, no, I'm not accepting that, and I'm going to praise you anyway.
Well, that never stopped with me. That's one thing, family.
Yeah.
We're supposed to enjoy
that. Well, no, it doesn't stop, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, you know, but we need to hear that anyhow, because a lot of us, I know we're going through trying times,
yeah.
And we just praise the Father because we know who we are. There's
yeah.
nothing unique happened to any one of us that didn't happen to our ancestors, our forefathers. I don't like using
right.
your ancestors. Forefathers.
Yeah, right, where he says, think it not strange, the fiery trials that may try you. Is something strange happening to you? I believe it's in Peter, if I can find it real quick.
Those are good verses, family, because we are
I believe
the
it's in Peter, if I can find it real quick.
Well, you try to find it. Let me know when you find it, sister. But the reason why I want us to really read those verses, because it does get hard on each and every one of us, and sometimes we just want to just say, forget it.
Yeah,
you know,
here it is.
Okay, go ahead and read it, sister.
It says, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fire trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Yahushua's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy.
Now, that's beautiful.
If ye be reproached for the name of Yahushua, happy are ye, for the Ruach of glory and of Yahuwah resteth upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Thank you, Father. Don't his words bring a calming to you? It's
yeah.
like a rest in his word. Because what
yeah.
I hear, that's what I get. You know, I'm like, wow, that's beautiful. It makes you feel so much better because, family, like I keep saying, the times are so trying, and we all facing different battles. But
right.
when we understand like what Sister Evelyn just read, coming straight from our Father's word, it, boy, I tell you, you could go a little bit further. It renews you. It really does. It renews
yes.
you.
Yes. That was 1 Peter 4, verses 12 through 14.
I'm going to have to make sure I include that in the notes. I appreciate that, sister. Do you have any more verses or anything you want to share with us?
No, that's it. I'll talk to you offline.
Okay, sister. All right. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Okay. Anybody else want to say anything? We have about 15 minutes or less. But if anybody else would like to say anything, I will definitely open up your mic. You might just want to, like I said, say hallelujah, Yahuwah. And Father, right here, let's worship him in truth and righteousness. Let's proclaim the name. See, they want to silence the name. That's why they took the true name out of the book, our history book. They put it in English, a fork-tooth language. Remember, the prologue of Joshua said, anything spoken in any other language or tongue outside of the Hebrew has less force. So when they take out the name of our Heavenly Father, we just read about Yahushua's name, you know, they don't want us to praise our Father through Yahushua. We were talking about the just a quick note. I was talking with Brother Ralph on the phone, and we were talking about the Lord's Prayer. Well, you know, the word Lord, we know that's going right back to those deities, going right to Balaam and so forth. And I know that when I speak to the Father, I used to, when I was in Christianity, I would just say, Our Father who art in heaven, you know, the Lord's Prayer. Okay, but, I mean, nothing is wrong with it. You do have the liberty, knowing that you have the truth, and you put Yahushua in there and Yahuwah in there. But just the point, you know, they want us constantly to be singing songs to their deities. Oh, I love Jesus, leaning on that cross. You know, all these songs and all these words, they don't want the truth. You see, a lot is with the frequency. A lot of people don't understand that. So I try to make it a point daily to say his name throughout my house daily, fill up with the proper light, with the proper frequency. With I don't want the negative frequency of those evil angels and their lying children speaking words up in my house. I go sing praises to the Father, hallelujah. I make up songs, family, and my voice is not that good. I'll be honest with you. That's why I don't sing any songs. But what I'm saying is, yes, I say that quite often because I know they tried to hide the sacred names. They don't want us to praise our Father. Now, they are dedicated to their deities, their daddies. Oh, yeah, they dedicated. They got all of us doing that dedication. I mean, we're warned in the book we'd be serving other gods and wooden stones. You know, come on now. So I try to make it a point, and I would advise you as well. Like Sister Jennifer said that in her church that she used to go to, she said that they would sing verses of the Bible. Just put those correct names in there. Sing the praises. You know, go to the Song of Moses. Many people know that. Go in there and put his word, his name, where it says Lord and God and all that. Sing praises of our Father. The name Yahuwah. You could feel the breath of life when you say that name. And Yahushua. You could feel it. So what I'm saying is, we've been taught lies. Let's get to the truth. We're going to continue speaking the truth of the Father's word, which is our history book. It was left for us. And I thank the Father for leaving us his word. And I thank the Father each and every day for each and every one of you, my family. So praise Yahuwah in Yahushua's precious name. Family, I'm going to close out with a song, but I thank each and every one of you. And just check, because I might have a show tomorrow, okay? Not sure, but I might. All right, family. Shabbat shalom.
Here we go again, Israel. A lot of Israelites is going back into the world, you know? I can't figure it out. I mean, where you going to go?
I know it's hard, Israel. in this wicked kingdom. Our time is coming real soon.
It's been a long time, but it's coming real soon. It's gonna be okay, so I can't stop. I won't stop. Israel, don't stop. Everything that you're going through, suffering, trying to stay faithful and true. I know it's hard, but don't stop.
Those that trouble you, we gon' get the kingdom, yeah.